Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
Wanna count it? Wanna count it? Wanna count it? Wanna count it?
got a place in six of no. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round four. So,
the witch doctor. Cause I'm on a little magnifique elite.
Thank you. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grants include Drags Realness for 500. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for 500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tiptonwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath. That Sunday, February 24th.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the place can't take me, I'm a bad girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. Yes, you wanna be just like me. Like me. Cut to the quick, can't take me. The tree wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. Well, 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 well.
Good evening, boys and queens, ladies and gentlemen, and all those that are just not sure. You already know it's Tea Party Tuesday. Hello, Blog Talk chat room. How are you? Wave your hand if you can hear me so that I know if you can hear me before I go any further. Hello to the official ballroom people, and hello to the Tea Party girls. I'm just babbling. Excuse me. Can you hear me in the chat room? Pioneer Legendary Icon, hi, can you hear me? Wonderful. Now, without further ado, ew, no, you can't do that. That's disgusting. Before we go any further, let me bring on the rest of the cast, and hopefully Mother will be joining us shortly.
This Kiki is mom.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Hey, comes from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addiction high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and
it. You absorb it,
laugh,
you take it.
And
you
kikis,
like it.
Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell you about this, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Hello, family. How are you?
Hey, brother. What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
What's going down?
Hello.
Hey. Is Tiffany, with us?
I'm right here.
Hey, you don't be all quiet, honey.
Oh, no, I'm not being quiet. I wish y'all could see me in my room. I start doing the hand wave like Miss America giving you Kenya.
You're so
I was like, yeah.
So, guys,
really
how
did.
Was...
Y'all laughing, but I really did do that.
I'm just saying, that's that London drugs that you didn't have.
Ooh, not with the drugs, not here, not now. So, how was everyone's weekend?
Good.
Mine was great.
Weekend. I'm sorry. I'm happy to see that Mother finally got them peasants to rebuild our castle.
Enrique, how was your weekend?
It was good. I had to work.
Work is always good. Work is always good. And brother, how was your weekend off?
My weekend off was great. I actually started catching up on Revenge, which I actually was, like, hesitant about getting into, but I'm glad I did, because I spent the whole weekend here high watching Revenge. It was great.
Okay. My weekend, just to get a little recap of my weekend was funny as hell, because you all know what I'm doing. And Sunday, we had to do a fight scene, and I had to break up the fight. And, baby, when I was breaking up the fight, shit got real because a bitch hit me in my mouth.
Wow.
And that's okay. And it's going to be on the bloopers, because you know how your first reaction is, like, when somebody hits you, you go on the attack. So as soon as she hit me, I was like, bitch, you hit me. And they was like, cut, cut, cut. And it was just so funny. And so that's how my weekend was. So did anyone go to church other than the church ball?
No, I went to Mardi Gras at that church.
That's therapeutic church, J-Rock. That's not the same type of church.
See,
I'm not at Mardi Gras because today is Mardi Gras. I went to New Orleans over the weekend. But
right, and
to
see, that's what I'm confused about, because I know Ash Wednesday is next Wednesday. So I thought that Fat Tuesday was the day before Ash Wednesday, and that's when Mardi Gras actually started. So Mardi Gras has officially started.
That's weird, because Mardi Gras is on the 12th. It's supposed to be the day before Ash Wednesday.
Right.
Isn't it?
I don't know what's up with that.
No, Ash Wednesday is not till Ash Wednesday. Well, by the calendar that I looked at, Ash Wednesday is not till next week, the 22nd.
You sure you're looking at the right year?
I hope I was looking at the right year.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's really how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to get all your party in and out and everything because you start fasting and all that stuff on Wednesday.
So what y'all think about that whole having the ball at the church thing? Y'all think that that's not a good thing or what? Cause
no different than what they be having in the real church.
Well, I grew up Catholic. I grew up going to Catholic school. So I know that in our church basement, they used to play bingo, and that's a form of gambling. So, I don't know. I mean, in the Baptist church, they have fashion shows in the basement and bridal showers and all kinds of things. But I know that you can't have strippers, but you can have your bridal shower in the church and all those types of things.
I was about to say, you think they can have, sex firing, ding-a-lings hanging. It just seemed like a conflict in interest to me. I'm like, this is weird.
I mean, I don't really see a problem with it either way. I just wanted to know what y'all thought. I didn't really care either way. If I was walking, I would have walked anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Exactly.
I just think it goes on your...
Okay, so somebody did correct me. I'm sorry. We can go back. Somebody did correct me. Thank you, MW. No, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow, so I was looking at 2014.
Peter, you. I'm glad we got out of London's drugs. Y'all need to... stay back.
So anyway, let's I didn't mean to cut you off, you guys, honey. I'm not trying to, do all that. What I was about to say. Okay, so basically I don't think having a ball in a church was just right. I think that was just so blasphemy. I'm surprised everybody didn't fall into ash and just turn into pillars of salt, honey. And everybody should have been turned into pillars of salt, honey. That just was just crazy. And then they said they had crucifixions all on the wall. How you supposed to get jiggy with your vogue? How you supposed to get jiggy with your vogue looking at the crucifixion? I mean, what the hell? I mean, what was they saying? What were they saying? When he died on the cross, for your sin. That was a goddamn mess, honey. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't going to even sit up here and be fake about it or nothing. It's just that... It's just, okay, did they have sex siren?
Did they have any categories?
Well, J-Rock, from what I hear, and if anybody wants to call in, because if anybody wants to call in and keep with us about it, I heard that the ball started at 9:35, 9 something like that, and was over at 11 something. So if they fitted in a sex siren category in between that time, they were good. But kudos to them for having a ball.
And giving out their cash.
And giving out their cash.
I don't care. You want to call me in there?
So they gave out the cash, but what was called? I mean, what did they give out cash for?
It was I think the only category that they got through was walking in the water. I think that's the only category that they got through.
Walking in the water.
Walking in the water, really? At
wow.
the church.
See, this
really
sounds,
at the church.
You better not say that couldn't have been no real category.
Or turning water to wine. I don't know. I think those are the only categories that they got through.
You wow. know why?
You know.
We
don't have no callers.
But how do you feel about what was? But how do y'all feel about what was in those gift bags? Green Bibles, baby oil, and
condoms. What was in a good bag?
Are you just wait? Are you just gonna give the Bible color?
Well, that's
that was.
If any callers want to call in and give us the real
okay,
tea,
somebody
I'm,
just hit me up. Sex diving was for $1,000, and the time ran out before it began.
Because, right, because that was the Lord saying, get out of here. One of your penises on my pulpit. Some lady got to fall out in her next Sunday and then
they
found this white spot. She's like, Pastor, you need to clean this carpet. You know, just stuff on the carpet.
Oh, not jizz on the carpet. I'm done.
I'm just saying.
They gave new meaning to Jesus weeps.
To what?
Oh, well.
Jesus wept.
I want to know,
Jesus
was this
wept,
Michi
yes.
there? Was Michi, Jesus there talking about he was going to walk his best dressed or whatever? Did he get to walk his category? Did he come in and give his a song, a sermon before he came out of walking category? Did he give
Michi.
An honor and praise to God for all the many things that helped him win in his categories?
They said, wait a minute, they said grand prize was missionary position realness.
Wow.
Missionary position realness, bitch.
Well, Michi, if you're on the line, please press 1 because we would love to hear how you walk bathrobes and Bible study. Please walk. Please call.
Hey, everybody yeah. in the shade room / chat room.
What
the girls
that tonight in the chat room? Did y'all see this that Laura posted in the group talking about the girls was smoking Tina in bathrooms and getting plunged and getting pissed in their holes? And
yes, Laura called. Yes, Laura. Man. We need to know. Who
I'm
was getting who was getting peed in, Laura? Wait a minute. We have a caller, private caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Clap, Christians, clap.
Christians, clap.
Christians, clap. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Christians, clap, Christians, clap, clap, clap.
Christians, clap, clap, clap.
Christians, clap, clap, clap.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. Oh, that is good.
Who was living for Satan? Who was giving him piss?
Yes. Yes. I love it.
So,
oh,
Tiffany, you supposed to have some tea. What's the tea, girl?
Oh, honey. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, you know, everything I'm saying, I'm not trying to, this is not towards you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
But everything I'm saying is facts and not motherfucking fiction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have evidently, you know, proof, and, you know, my assistant in a minute is going to start relaying the paperwork in the group.
Okay.
But it's so sad and unfortunate to say that when that boy Martez, y'all remember that boy last week was in the group, Martez?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying how, you know, Poodle Assassins was going to be suing Laomi, that she was not going to be a part of it anymore. And
mm-hmm.
everybody said, oh, y'all read that poor man the film, Laura, Fear. Well, actually, it is true. At this time, they have chose to, you know, discontinue her contract. They don't feel that she fulfilled it. They feel she sabotaged them. They don't see her being a part of anything. They want no more dealings with her. But they say they do wish her the best.
Ooh.
And that they still want to continue and have support of the lesbian and gay and
transsexual.
Lesbian, gay, bi, the transgender, yeah. So those reports are actually true, and, you know, sorry.
Well,
no more.
How did she sabotage them, though?
Okay. Should we get into? Oh Lord, it's a big juice. It's a big, big juice.
Mm. Well, we got lots of cups this time.
Okay. 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 This is now. This is directly from the owner, the person. Okay. So mm-hmm. what I'm going to do is I'm going to start releasing the information into the London Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Basically, let me start with this. This is from the desk of Poodle Assassins. Due to insurmountable evidence of disinterest of contractual fulfillment and sabotage, Poodle Assassins no longer sees a role for Laomi Malin, I don't know how to say her last name, so please forgive me, in our marketing efforts and has ended our business relationship effective 2/11/2013. Poodle Assassins plans to continue to support the LGBT, and we especially intend to continue our heartfelt mission of transgender awareness globally. We shall move forward with our plans to unite, inspire, and empower all human beings. We sincerely wish Ms. Malinaldo. Okay, all the best. Poodle Assassin. Now,
wow.
You asked me the reason that they let her go. Well, I don't want to be the, I don't want to, you know, put words in people's mouths. So I'd rather just let the lady tell you why mm-hmm. she wants to let her go. So, basically, hold on, you know, I got, where's my helper, my assistant? She ain't coming through with her things. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Talk for a minute while I get all my stuff pulled up. I got all my paperwork here, honey. It's a
mm-hmm.
lot.
Work for having your files, bitch. Work.
Oh, I got files.
That's right,
bitch.
You know that way, honey.
Files.
You got there.
You learned, bitch. You learned. Tell them what.
Yes.
You're verifying it. Check
yes.
it.
Yes.
Fact
yes,
check.
I got
tell
all
them
my
facts.
I got all my files in peace. Yeah, I said, honey, you know, I'm just reporting, like Jason said. Please, nobody, you know, be offended with
don't
me.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. I have no ill will towards anybody, you know, anything like that. I'm just basically stating what was sent to me, you know. Hold on 1 second. I'm about to.
Okay.
She turned that. She had her
she
shit
turned
ready.
That, no shade. That was over.
So y'all not going to get me, bitches.
Okay, here goes another one from her. I'm about to post it. This is from February 11th, 2005. Laomi, I hope this missive finds you well. Unfortunately, this is not a social call. I am contacting you to inform you of the termination of your contract with Poodle Assassin, effective immediately. As discussed in my previous email, your efforts and interaction on behalf of Poodle Assassin Cosmetics are not within the guidelines of our brand spokes model. Poodle Assassin Cosmetics will not be able to recover from the absence of your initial debut for the brand. We will also not create revenue with you online with your online presence. We wish you well on all your future endeavors. And then she just put her name again, sincerely, Brandy, and she's the owner of Poodle Assassin. Hold on. It's like 7 emails, so I'm trying to.
Wait.
Right.
Y'all are chewing this the fuck up. Y'all,
okay.
Y'all hijacked that lady's email? Work.
No, I didn't hijack anything. This, let me make it very clear. What I am giving you came directly from the owner. I didn't hijack anybody's stuff.
The owner?
I didn't hijack anybody's stuff. She wants it to be known. This is where it started. It started February 7th, 2013 at 9:20. This is Laomi contacting the owner. Hey, Brandy, I've been trying to reach you since you got back from New York, but have yet to hear anything from you. I understand you had health issues you had to take care of, and I hope things are going well for you. I am highly upset at how things are looking when it comes to my Lolly lipstick being sold for $1 since the actual launch date. Our verbal agreement did not mention anything about being sold for $1, and I don't understand why this has happened. I've also been verbally attacked and disrespected by one of your associates or whoever he is to you about the actual launch, etc. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you, Laomi, whatever, you know, however her last name is. And then it goes on and on, and then she, you know, goes on to telling her about basically. That's why I wanted to post them in the group, because I ain't got the time to be reading all this.
Yeah,
basically,
well, go ahead and just go ahead and post
her,
it.
You're reading it. I mean, we understand what you're reading.
Yeah, post it. You can go ahead and post
what?
It in the team.
Wait a minute.
Post
I'm
going
to post all of this and let you know that they are not in list, but you ready for the big shocker?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Do you want to know who the new spokesmodel and brand with their own lipstick coming out is?
Johnny's.
no man. John Lennon.
No. Why'd you say no man?
I said,
she
no,
said
ma'am.
No ma'am.
No, I'm not disrespectful like that. The new, you know, the new spokesperson for their line is none other than the legendary Miss Didi Barbie Idol Chanel.
Work, you know
Chanel.
What? No shade.
Work.
No shade. I see that down. I mean, I saw Naomi too, but I see that down. That lady's definitely. Now, this brand.
Now, who's the new spokesmodel?
Didi Chanel.
Didi Chanel.
Ask work, me. Chanel.
Work.
Okay, congratulations, Didi.
Congratulations, Didi.
So is this
exactly.
brand targeting towards transgenders, or is this a LGBT-friendly company?
Well, they seem to be more supportive of the LGBT community, so, I mean, I'll take that over, you know, them.
Right.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like.
Okay. Hello?
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine, darling.
Did we come on this phone?
I knew you was coming, Murray. I was wondering what
oh,
took you
know,
so motherfucking
you know
long.
I was coming, okay?
What took you so long?
And I hope, and I'm going to be very professional about the situation. Tiffany, and I hope the lady from Poodle Assassin is listening, okay? I think it's unprofessional and it's untacky. And it's unbecoming of someone that's supposed to be doing business with anyone to take in brand themselves and to take and put their contract out there for public reasons. Whatever reason her and Naomi tarnished their business and their business was not being dealt with the correct way, I think she should have left that between her and Naomi. I think anybody after this situation with Naomi, I think any transgender or anybody in the LGBT community should look at this lady in a different way. The situation happened the way it happened. Naomi couldn't get to the ball in time enough to launch the lipstick line, so she felt some type of way about the situation because, like I say, it's always two to three sides to a story. So her side of the story is not the whole side of the story. Naomi couldn't get to the ball on time to be there to launch the lipstick line, so the lady was very upset doing that, and she also sparked the $500 towards the legendary category, so she was upset. So by her way of trying to turn Naomi was her taking the lipstick from $22 down to $1 and knowing Naomi was supposed to get 30% of whatever the lipstick was to sell, so she was selling the lipstick for $1. I think it's tacky of a business person to take and pick somebody's contract out there like that. I think that lady from Poodle and Fashion shouldn't deal with any transgender in this ballroom scene, shouldn't deal with her, because if she don't like the way it's going to go or things going to happen, Didi will be the next person that we'll be talking about on the radio show.
Now, did anybody
I think she needs to take that Poodle Assassin, and she needs to assassinate it with her motherfucking self and stop trying to assassinate my motherfucking daughter's motherfucking character. And if anybody wants to see me, they can come check me. They know who the fuck I am.
Ooh. Wait a minute, so did anybody explain the ballroom scene to this woman, or she just...
No, I don't know. I don't know if anybody explained the ballroom scene to her and how it works and everything, but I just think it's so fucking tacky of somebody that's supposed to have a company and trying to build something to take it publicly, try to humiliate somebody because shit didn't go her motherfucking way. So then if she want to play this motherfucking game, we can play this game because she's new in this water. I've been doing it for 20 years come September. So she wants to assassinate things, bitch. I will assassinate her motherfucking Poodle Assassin, okay? And I'll be the assassin. You will not sit here and try to downgrade or belittle my daughter because she don't know how the ballroom scene works. And my daughter's lipstick is still selling off the motherfucking table for a motherfucking dollar. She's doing is taking money out of her motherfucking pocket, nasty black ratchet car.
You sure this woman is not a queen because she did kind of turn it?
She didn't turn it. Trust me, she didn't turn it. Bitch, you want to see somebody turn it, bitch? I'll set a girl on fire.
Wow.
No, but y'all got to get into the connection, though. You got to get into, she would have never knew or ever even went to Laomi if Laomi wasn't already a figure that she could have went to. So she got Laomi from somewhere. So Laomi really didn't need it. It was more of a, you know, her being a transgender here, you know, one of the sponsor type of things. So it really wasn't a big deal. She really didn't turn her.
I'm pretty
well,
sure.
Well, it's kind of a lifestyle.
I don't give a fuck. Somebody just hit me up and talk about that lady's married to the motherfucking mob. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if she was married to motherfucking Donald motherfucking Trump, bitch, okay? And they can reach out and touch somebody, bitch. You married to that? Don't motherfucking give me because she married to the motherfucking mob. Bitch, I am the mob.
Okay, Callie, this is just coming through.
What?
Kelly, this just coming through, and let me put my sound on so that you can hear this coming through. This is just came through. Let them know that Lolly Lipstick has not been selling. Laomi didn't show up for the ball because she couldn't find white boots.
No, Laomi didn't show up. The girls don't even know what the fuck they talking about. Okay,
that's what I'm trying to find out.
What
does
white boots got to do with anything?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Since the latest and all this stuff to my email, like Kelly's saying, okay, is you know she gonna go with Laomi's side, and then you know it's gonna be somebody. It's going to be Brandy's side, that it's going to be a side. In the, like, it's going to be the truth is going to be in the middle. You know, she got her side, the other lady got her side, and then somewhere out there is the truth. Now, Kelly, I don't know, maybe you just, you know, you, of course that's your child. She telling you things, whatever.
It ain't got nothing to do with my child. I'm just talking about how unprofessional that fucking bitch is being, Miss Say, by sending that
well,
to you.
Can
that's
we,
unprofessional.
Well, Tiffany, can you get
well, yeah, that's
Tiffany?
Wanna...
Wait a minute, Enrique, let me do this. Tiffany, can you get your, we don't need to know who your source is, but can you get them on the line?
Whoever it came from, it still came from someone that's affiliated with her and her camp. It's
mm-hmm.
still unprofessional. Let's talk about professional. It's unprofessional. So since they want to be unprofessional, we can be unprofessional.
Charlie, could you have Laomi call in? Did you have a
call in? I just got off the phone with Laomi. Laomi says she's not going to even entertain the fact of that card mistake because it's so unprofessional for that bitch, for Laomi to be calling her and trying to find out exactly what's going on, and she having her little tacky faggot assistant answer the phone and saying she's in the motherfucking hospital. Bitch got time to send shit to motherfucking Tiffany, but she's supposed to be in the motherfucking hospital. That shows you how unprofessional that bitch is.
Kelly, first of all, we're not going to even get on the line and go back and forth. The emails clearly state which were in, not only the emails, but
hello,
the
Alexis,
message.
How are you?
Oh, sorry. Hello, everybody, how you doing? The emails and text messages state what was the conversation between Laomi and the lady. Now, I don't, like you said, there are three sides to every story, her side, the lady's side, and the truth. The only thing that we have is what we have in black and white. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't attack Tiffany.
I'm not attacking Tiffany. I'm not talking about Tiffany when I'm saying that bitch. I'm talking about the lady from Poodle Assassin. I'm not talking about Tiffany.
Okay.
Tiffany and Alexis, wait a minute. Tiffany, okay, whoever your source is now my source, and they're telling me to tell you to read something from Sanaya and Caesar.
Right, that's what I was coming to next.
Oh.
See, I don't want to get in the...
Okay, well, Tiffany,
do
me a favor.
No, Tiffany, do me a favor.
Wait a minute, please. Hello.
I'm about to tell you what
Tiffany's
it is,
Tiffany's assistant, whoever is sending the information to Tiffany, please send the information to me. Since Tiffany,
I got the information. No,
okay,
it's not
well,
that I don't want to say that, but basically, let Alexis finish saying what she was trying to say. I mean, Jesus, like she was trying to tell Kelly, it's things that it's text messages that's between
right, we
Laomi
have,
and
there are text messages, there are emails where Laomi, the day of the event, Laomi was not ready. She didn't have her outfit to wear. She told the lady that I needed an outfit, I needed my hair done. And the lady was like, well, why didn't you tell me ahead of time, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I could have had everything sent to you. The lady was like, well, I'm not going to be there. So the girl was like, well, the launch is supposed to be at 8 o'clock.
So Naomi's like, what you mean? You want me to be there at 8 o'clock? So then it was a big thing. She was telling Naomi, you know, that was not unprofessional. She didn't honor her side of the contract by not being there on time and getting there at 2:48 a.m.
So why are her sources that sending this out? Why are they sending this out instead of just taking Naomi to motherfucking court if she's a real business person?
Well, I guess it's a way of doing a press release.
Like somebody just said it with us.
Enrique, if you read the emails, like, I don't have my computer, so it's hard for me to post everything like I want.
Okay, whoever has the information, can you please send it to me? That's all I'm asking.
Okay, yes, because you can edit it, Jason. I just didn't want to put the lady's email address and all
that's
that
fine.
In the video.
That's fine. I will edit it. Thank you, Alexis. Whoever has it, can you please send it? Because this is crazy.
Well, it's real crazy. It's real crazy. It's real tacky, this thing. It's horrible, but you know, baby, these are the type of people that you deal with.
So is this? I'm taking this as a new brand, correct?
It's a new brand.
It's a new brand. Okay.
It's a new brand and it's crashing already.
But let me ask a question. Just out of curiosity, because I know it's a press release.
And whoever that source is that's sending this information to all of these girls, they liable to be sued also, mistake, for sending this motherfucking information out also.
Well, is it a public release? It's not a public statement. It's a public statement, correct?
It's not the contract.
Hello, everyone. This is Jasmine. And I'm about to just bring Naomi on and let her tell her story herself. Everyone is muted. Hello, Naomi.
Hey, Jasmine.
The floor is yours because everybody's carrying. So the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Well, before I say something, Jasmine, I want to ask what was actually said because I wasn't listening to the radio show.
I'm going to bring Tiffany on since Tiffany broke the story. Tiffany,
Naomi's
there.
I'm here. I received some some emails from Brandy, I guess, who's the owner of Poodle Assassins, basically stating that, you know, that they was terminating your contract, you didn't honor your commitments, and things like that, that effective immediately, you know, that they were not looking. Well, she released a press release saying that, you know, could it be let it be known that at this time they were not, you know, you was no longer the spokesmodel, they were not going with you anymore, that she was terminating your contract. And things was like that. She feels like you did not honor your obligations. You came in, you were supposed to be at a ball at 8, she was there, you didn't come at 2:45 in the morning, you said you didn't have nothing to wear, which is all these different emails basically stating that you are no longer there. You wanted to know why your lipstick was being sold for $1, all of that. Okay, so I'm ready to speak now. Yeah, I received an email from Hoodoo Assassin last night, and they were telling me that I was being terminated. They tried to tell me that I wasn't promoting the cosmetics enough and how I made it to the ball late. And all this bullshit. First of all, if the girls really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, I never wanted, me, Naomi, never wanted the cosmetics launch to be a part of the ball. We were supposed to have the launch in Atlanta on the 26th of January. I told Brandy that there was a big ball happening in New York and that I was competing in, and that I don't believe anybody would make it to the launch if she was having the launch that same day in Atlanta. She went behind my back, even after I told her that I didn't want it to be a part of the ball because she tried to bring it up and I didn't like the idea. She went behind my back and spoke to Caesar and with Ballroom Throwbacks, and she initiated it, the launch with the ball. already that put up a red flag for me because I didn't want to have to deal with walking the ball and also having to deal with doing a launch at the same time. And I clearly explained that to her. But, of course, since, quote, unquote, it's her cosmetics thing, so it was her duty to do whatever, whatever. When it came to the ball, I was doing a lot of running around the day of the ball because I got myself ready for the launch, which I feel like if I was somebody else's model, I feel like it was their obligation to help me get ready, if anything, to get a look together or something, since I'm their model for their cosmetics line. Prior to that, I get a call from people at the ball asking me what is wrong with this launch thing and this booth that was supposed to be set up at the ball. The setup was nowhere near anything that I was told about. There was no decorations. There was no cupcakes. Like, I was told that they were supposed to have cupcakes and they were supposed to have all these things and it was supposed to be a booth. Yes, I did get to the ball late. I, along with the 100 people that was sitting outside for the past probably hour and a half or two, I was out there waiting along with them till I got inside. By the time I got inside, they was ready to go. The thing that I don't understand is that when I did this whole lipstick thing, it was never for the money. That's something that people who know me personally, I'm not money hungry, I'm not fame hungry, and none of that above. So for the money, it wasn't about that. For me, I went to Ohio to do my video, to do my photo shoot, which I was supposed to be getting paid for and never got paid for. I was supposed to even get paid after when I got home. She was supposed to be giving me, sending me my money. I never got that money. But I didn't get my pay for my photo shoot, but yet she put $500 down for the category, for the performance category, on her own behalf. On top of that, I get an email. Well, whenever she finished, she left New York. She had an issue, some health issues or whatever, and she had surgery. I haven't spoken to her since she left. I've called her phone, left voicemails. Me, on my behalf, I've been having stuff set up for up-and-coming gay prides and all this other stuff for the whole launch itself, for the lipstick launch itself. I have never had time to speak to Brandy. She was very unhappy at the fact that when she got to New York and did the whole launch thing, they didn't sell anything. I explained to her at the ball, when she told me that they didn't make no money, I explained to her, this is the exact same reason why I didn't want this to be a part of the ball. Because at the end of the day, there's not much support when it comes to the ball scene. And I speak that because I know that for sure. So I don't understand how I'm getting terminated supposedly because I wasn't supporting, because the email that I got was because I wasn't supposedly promoting the launch, the lipstick, the cosmetics thing as much as they wanted me to, which we never talked about that. That's another thing. Supposedly, I was showing negativity for the cosmetics line because of my own rants on Facebook with other people. Yeah. Supposedly, and again, she stated that my lipstick, see, the only reason why I even said anything about the lipstick being sold for a dollar was because, and this was after 2 weeks, because the lipstick has been sold for a dollar since the launch. I waited a whole 2 weeks, and the only reason I even said anything about it is because people were in their groups, and I'm going to say Johnny's name because she was the main one making fun of the whole thing about it being a dollar. So I hit her up, and I was asking her, why was the lipstick being sold for a dollar? Because when I had a conversation with her, when we talked about everything, it was not supposed to be a dollar. It was supposed to be $20. She got mad at the fact that, I guess to her, I didn't fit the criteria of whatever she wanted me, or I guess she expected from me, and she started selling the lipstick for a dollar, but also stated that my lipstick was the main thing that was selling, which I understand that she was upset, but she has to also understand that if we have a launch and we're doing these cosmetic line and majority of the support is coming from my fans, they're going to buy the lipstick that belongs to Laomi. And that is written as plain as daylight. It's like plain as daylight. So for her to actually send out this email
to the party of, like, you know, this tea party thing or whatever, I feel like it was very low of her because she sent me the email last night and she never told me when exactly I was going to be terminated. I never actually, like, spoken to her. Like, it's been through emails. I haven't spoken to her since she left New York. So I don't understand how I didn't do what my part of the deal when she didn't even do her part herself. I feel like she came into this expecting way more than what she got. And that's her own issue. So if she wants to feel some type of way, I don't care about being terminated because at the end of the day, I didn't lose anything. I didn't lose anything off of this. But yet, others are gaining money off my face and off my name itself. So I just want to tell people out there that they need to be, please be careful of who they collaborate with because this is a lesson learned for me. Hello? Hello?
Naomi, you're there.
Okay.
I have too many phones going on. All right. Naomi, you're there. Now, listen, this is your choice. The lady's on the phone, and evidently the kids must have got her to speak. So do you want to speak with her, or do you want to let her say what she got to say?
I mean, she could say what she had to say. If she wanted to speak to me, she would have called me. So I'm sure she has nothing to say to me.
What is her name?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Brandy, you're on the air. Now, are you sure you want to do this on the air? Do you want to speak to Naomi one-on-one?
I want to do this on the air.
Oh, you want to do this on the air?
Yes. If you
okay,
could give me
very,
the same courtesy.
That's very businesslike, but go ahead. The floor is yours. That's very businesslike, though, but go ahead.
Okay. First and foremost, the issues that are important and imperative are lined out, outlined in legal form. Laomi was never promised money for a photo shoot. We approached Laomi to be the face of the brand because strictly because of her name. I'm not going to make any qualms about it. This is business. Any large brand attaches themselves to someone who already has a following. That being said, she was never offered money for a photo shoot. Why would I pay her to come do a photo shoot? And if she would like, she can scan in her contract, or I can, and it will be in her contract exactly what she was outlined to pay for, which was 20% of her lipstick, which I suggested and which I created. She didn't even ask for anything initially. She wanted to do it. She was happy to do it. And I felt like it's not a large brand. We don't have tens of thousands of dollars to just give her a bonus. So I'll give her 20% of the proceeds from her own lipstick, which I created in her honor. As far as her being dressed, 3 weeks before the launch, I told Naomi that I would buy her wardrobe. I advised her that I would get her wardrobe because Caesar Williams initially was supposed to buy it for her. Now, they had words, and she got an attitude, which is not unusual, and she texted me that she wasn't wanting to go. She was wanting to leave at least by 2 because she couldn't depend on him to buy her wardrobe. My words verbatim to her, and I have them in tweet and text, I will purchase your wardrobe. If I need to, I will take a loan out to ensure that you look better than everybody at the ball. So, I have the text. You want me to send it in? I can send it in.
Hold on.
You said I'm not going to wait for him. You were having an attitude about me speaking with Caesar and Tanaya about your behavior on the day I met you personally when you had already had an issue with the brand flying you from a place that didn't make you comfortable. You were upset that I mentioned that to Sanaya, and you said that I'm not going to wait on them. I can't depend on them. I got me. Now, if you can tell me that I'm lying
that part is correct.
And I said that I said that I didn't want Caesar to help me out. I said that I didn't.
No, you said I'm not going to wait on him to take care of my clothes for the launch. So I'm not sure how I feel about doing it. Additionally, when I told you about when you told me about we shouldn't have the launch in Atlanta, and because nobody's going to be in Atlanta, I said to you, do you think you can get in touch with the people who are throwing the ball in New York? And you said, I don't really know if I mess with them like that. So I said, well, you try to get in touch with them and see if we can launch and we can do something with them. You said, I'll try, and you never did. Now, I haven't gotten where I've gotten sitting back waiting on nobody. So I felt like it was good for us to launch where they celebrate you at. And for you to say right now that you told me you never wanted to do it, I'm going to say to your own ear that you're a liar.
No,
you never
text
said,
messages, no,
you never said that to me, Leomi.
I have the text messages here as well.
You never said that to me. You never said, didn't send them in. I'm advising you. I implore you to, because you never said that to me. You told me
okay,
after 14
let me say
different times.
Let me say something, Brandy.
Wait, let me finish. You talk.
No, no, hold on,
before.
hold on, Stevie.
Can I
hold
finish?
On,
if
hold
I'm
on.
Not going to be able to finish, then
no,
I'm
you
gonna
are
going to
finish. If you let me say what I got to say, then you'll be able to say what you got to say. So just listen to what I have to say. Damn. Now, the question is all this stuff sounds very elementary to me, number one. Don't you think that this is something that you guys could have handled one-on-one?
No.
Why not? So you felt that Leomi is a grown adult. You felt that you had to go behind her back to Saniya and Caesar and speak to them directly about her behavior? They're not her parents.
I didn't go behind her back. These were questions.
She told you that she wasn't comfortable with that.
No.
With that. You have communication in a contract with her directly.
Just like she called me to tell me. She called me herself, and she tried to tell me in my ear that Caesar was trying to sell Saniya for Saniya to get a lipstick and all this extra, trying to make it seem like Saniya and Caesar were trying to work behind my back to try to get a lip color.
You are. That's a lie.
And that she was not dealing with that.
To me,
you're being inflammatory right now. You're being real inflammatory.
Just the same way that she sent somebody named Tony, who's supposedly her best friend, he sent me this long email reading me, telling me that Brandy was trying to make me relevant and all this extra stuff. Like, who
I don't
does
know
that?
What's
I don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't
understand. But you know what?
I haven't had a conversation with Brandy, and the fact that she wants to come on the radio show and have this conversation, it says so much about her, because she has so much time to sit here and send emails when she's supposed to be in supposedly in the hospital. She got people sending me emails trying to bash me. Then she's sending me emails herself. She has time to sit there and write a long-ass email when she wants to put me in my place and wants to terminate me, but yet couldn't have time to pick up the phone, couldn't have time to even send me a text message or nothing. Like, please. Like, come on.
This is the reason why.
I really don't care about being terminated.
This is why I wouldn't waste time to speak with you, because you're combative. I can't even have a conversation.
No, it's crazy.
And then I'm feeling like this whole forum,
you
won't even be quiet. We've heard
my face, and you don't want to pay me. That is insane.
I don't owe you a dime. I've spent $18,000 on you, Leomi, and you have produced zero.
You did not spend nothing on me.
You have done nothing.
You spend money
on my brand. You have argued about people calling
you
crackheads on my time.
You didn't spend no money on me.
You didn't even bring. You didn't even wear your own lipstick to the launch. And you know, I'm not going to. This is why I don't communicate. You have the Lolly lipstick. You have pictures of it on Instagram. You didn't even wear it to the launch.
I'm supposed to be the face and the model.
You didn't even wear it to the launch.
But yet, I'm the one who has samples. I don't even have the proper lipsticks. Not that.
You don't have them because you weren't there. You weren't there.
I believe I should have.
Just like you sent them to me. Just like you sent me the samples, you were supposed to send me the lipstick. Just like right after we did our photo shoot, you told me that your money was very, very low, and whenever I get back home and you get some money, you were going to send me some money, and you never did
that. That was as a courtesy. I sent you home with money that I did not owe you because you came here with no money. You couldn't check your luggage.
Naomi,
and I gave you money. I gave
Brandy,
you money without even being
you.
Obligated
being business,
to give you anything. I told
business.
You that because you told me you didn't have a place to live and that you didn't have moans and that you didn't know where your next money was coming from, that was out of concern.
Brandy,
don't try and play me. Don't
how
try and play
though?
Me. You try and play me right now.
Yeah,
you know
me,
what?
Me having a conversation
the,
with you
the,
about a
the
certain
proof
issue
is in
that
the pudding,
I was dealing with.
And everything
and
is in writing.
Every email.
Writing,
and it's the same,
in black
yeah, the
and
same
white.
Thing that you're telling me now is the same email that I got from your friend who you claim you don't know who Tony is. But yeah, he's saying
I never
exactly
said
what
I don't know who Tony is.
Right
I don't know a person named Tony. The person who told you that stuff.
Hold on. Hold on. Hello. And Tony is the same person that.
Naomi, hang up the phone, Naomi, go back to what you was doing. Please get that nasty, ratchet motherfucking cunt off the motherfucking phone. Try to belittle somebody, missing it, everything. I do not have time for motherfucking this bitch. That cunt is motherfucking horrible. She's the scum on her earth, missing. I can't, and I don't want any other cunt to take this any other motherfucking way. But that motherfucking bitch, I can't stand something that bleeds for 7 days and don't motherfucking die. Bitch, get that bitch off my fucking show.
No, the crazy thing is that the crazy thing is that.
Don't even worry about Liam. You don't even have to defend anything else anymore. Liam, go ahead back to doing what you was doing, honey. Jasmine, can you please bring the mask back on? Because I can't stand that bitch made me evil over here, Miss St. Girl. And I could have jumped through this phone and said I would have snatched her by a fucking neck.
Ellie! It is not Monday night. The bitch done hung up. She made herself look like a fool. But don't come on here doing all that. Now, everybody go back to what
bitch.
They was doing. She hung up. She's scared. She made herself look like a fool. Calm down.
The thing that I don't get is, like, how ain't in this with no money. Like, please. She sat there and tried to play me. Like, bitch, she's been making money. She has been making money. If you go through Instagram, if you go through all these websites, people keep posting stuff about stuff they bought. She's trying to say that she's not making no money. That's bullshit. But that's the thing.
She sounds like a fool. It's all good. Cast members, you guys are back. She hung up. She's scared. She sounds stupid. Guys, you have any questions really quickly so before we go on to the next topic?
No, I just wanted to ask her questions, but she's gone now. So
I think Naomi needs to do just like Kelly said, just going on about your business. Because I personally feel like they used her. I'm sorry, they used Naomi because not only is she a face in our community, my little brothers and sisters know who Naomi is, and they're not gay, so they're using her. And it's very unprofessional to leak out information that should have been done with the person that you hired for your brand. They should have did that one-on-one. Why would she want to come on a fucking radio show?
Wait a minute. You keep saying they leaked out the information, but how did they leak it out if they sent it to her first? So that's what I'm trying to say. It's not like it was she just now saying it. If she sent it, I mean, Naomi clearly states that she sent it to her last night.
No, she sent me the email, but she told me she was going to let me know when exactly they were going to announce that I was being terminated. She went and she did it through this whole thing so it can get on the radio show like it was going to be a big thing. If she would have told me that it would have been done already, I would have made my own announcement on Facebook as well. Because they just trying to make me look like I'm money hungry and I need all that. No, they needed me. And obviously, they used me and they're making money off me, and now she doesn't want to pay me. Like, that's crazy. Like, she doesn't owe me money. Please. That's just preposterous. It's funny.
So what? So are there other people that are other than Dee Dee? So you're saying, because what I got out of this, they were trying to promote other people as well. Did that fall through as well, or did they get a contract as well, or did they have a call at all?
See,
Let me tell you something. She has been going behind Laomi back trying to get a lot of other people to be involved with this lipstick, lipstick, and this makeup line and everything. Okay, bitch. I was even approached by somebody about the situation too, bitch. Please.
So is it now? Is it going behind the back or is it just to promote the brand?
They're trying to use anybody that has a motherfucking name in this motherfucking ballroom scene to attach their name to their motherfucking shit, mistake. Bitch, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and that's exactly why she was selling my lipstick for $1 because I was supposed to get 20% off my lipstick, and that's why she's been selling it for $1 since the launch. That's why she did all that. She was mad because when the people started, you know, buying the lipsticks and stuff, the majority of the lipsticks that were sold were the Lolly lipstick, which was my lipstick.
So
nobody cared about everything else. I've seen people who supported the thing that don't even wear lipstick. They bought it for their girlfriends or for their mothers. Like, come on. It's funny. It's okay, though. The Lord will take care of it.
Or for their teenage daughters that know Laomi. That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the day, you know what you do? Because this is what I learned at the end of the day. You don't argue and go back and forth with these motherfucking bitches on Facebook or Instagram anymore. You put it in the hands of motherfucking God, and God will handle everything in due time. Trust and believe. He works, and he's a good God, and he handles everybody. Trust me.
So, okay. So, I guess Ty's also, Naomi, this is not your first time hearing. You actually got the emails before this, or is this your first time hearing all of this?
She got the emails last night, she said. She got the email last night.
Oh, okay.
She got the email last night, and Brandy was just so, she was just so sick and so all of this other things, and she had time to send all of this stuff out and do all of this other different things and stuff, but she couldn't be, you know, child, please, Miss Thing, ratchet, cock, Miss Thing, honey, okay?
Well, I guess what you need to do next time. Do you have lawyers going into you with this?
We have some callers. We have a million callers. We're going to go to these callers. 919-673, you're on the air. 919-673.
212-470.
Hey, Tony.
212-470.
I didn't press no one.
Hey, Tony.
I didn't press one, honey. I ain't got nothing to say about this.
All right, Tony, press one again so you can get out of host queue. 973-766. 973-766.
Bye,
Khadidra. Ooh.
Wow. Oh, I know the girl's numbers, honey. Oh, bitch. I've been doing this going on 6 years, honey.
You up in Hollywood acting crazy, honey. Go back to Hollywood. Go to Bellingham.
Oh, do you know our anniversary is next week?
I was waiting when you was gonna bring it up. I was bringing it up tomorrow.
Anniversary is next week Saturday, honey, so we gotta do an anniversary show on Wednesday, honey, okay?
So we're going to do it Monday.
I'll be around Monday, girl. Okay.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Grandma.
God, hello?
Hi, Grandma.
Hey, Granny.
Yes, baby, this show is sure better than a ball in the church. I think it's the best episode I ought to listen to. Now you gonna put me back on mute. That's all I had to say. Shit, I'm feeling more pike now.
Three four seven four nine two.
Oh my God.
All right, Tea Party, I'm playing a commercial and then the show can go back to the original format. Thank you, Laomi.
All right, have a good night, y'all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Kelly, have you seen any celebrities yet?
No, I ain't see nobody, Miss Faye. I seen those boys though. ain't nobody talk about my joke that I put up on Facebook, Miss Faye. The girls don't give a fuck about me, Miss Faye. Only one person. Big shout out to my sister Alexis, Miss Faye.
What boy?
What? You ain't see my status I put up that I was running from the cops at the Beverly Center?
Oh, my God.
My cell phone, but that was the last status I put up before all three of my cell phones went dead, Miss Say. I was on the motherfucking bus being a tourist out here, Miss Say, and I said, I know when I get back to the hotel, and I plug my phone in, Jasmine's going to arrest me, messages, like, bitch, you running from the cops, what happened, are you okay, or anything? I didn't get no messages from you, I was gagging, Miss Say. Only person that sent me a message was Alexis, Miss Say. I was gagging. I didn't send me no message.
You know it's tax season. I've been busy. I ain't even been looking at Facebook like that.
I was like, oh, my God. I knew Jasmine would send me a message. Nobody even commented on it or nothing. None of the girls were concerned about me running from the cops.
What you was running for? What you do?
Well, nothing. It was a joke. I went to the Beverly Center to go use the bathroom. So while I was in the Beverly Center, I said, let me put this status up. I'm running from the cops. The girls is after me. Earlier, I thought I would get some of the girls to hit me up, but nobody hit me up. I was gagging.
Jason, you ain't
saying. Yo, that kid's 3 weeks old. That's why.
Oh, shit. Only person that hit me up was Alexa. She was like, sister, you all right? They ain't get you? I was like, no, sister, it was just a joke.
She was trying to help me. Like, she was trying to make you feel better.
She was like, bitch, don't play like that. Early, I'm trying to find my bathing suit.
Jason,
the boys chasing you in Baltimore now, Jason?
Jason, Enrique, Mark, J-Rock, Tiffany. Tiffany, where you at?
I'm on the phone. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear you, Enrique.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
I put the phone down.
Houston?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't live in Houston. I live in Austin. Girl, why you trying to have somebody sent to me, girl? You trying to have anything on me?
I need to find somebody that lives in Houston, Miss Thang, because all the hotels are sold out, bitch. I want to come to Houston and fly back to L.A. on Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to Houston this weekend. So you talking about for All-Star weekend?
Yes, baby. It's a Houston dick out there, honey, baby.
Yes, I'm going. I'll be there.
Oh, my God. Goodbye, Kelly.
What? You hanging up on me?
Girl.
It's about to be all type of basketball trade out there and everything.
This is a family show.
No, this is not. Oh, geez. I thought that was Wednesday night was a family night.
It is.
I thought I could be nasty tonight, honey.
Yeah, just make sure, Kelly, just make sure when you get out here, you use Trojan's Bearskin Condoms and Millennium ID Glide.
Oh, God. J-Rock, I'm going to find out people so they can put you on the spokesperson for that, bitch, because you promote that condom, damn.
Yeah. Dad, you should get a color condom for that.
You know, because they ain't no homies to shade me. I've been to slap the shit out of them, bitch, come on the radio. I'm really mad about that.
Yeah,
that's
347-492.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Brian. How are you? Brian.
Ooh.
I'm being the first caller. Yeah. So, can I just talk about the situation that happened, or you guys don't want to talk about that?
What situation? We're okay for Jasmine.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, go ahead.
I ain't got nothing to do with Dawn tomorrow. Y'all handle it.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just in the defense of the lady, you know, everything she said, I mean, it's somewhat, I mean, the way, you know, well, Jasmine, you said that she sounded like she made a fool out of herself on here. And I really don't think that she did. I just think that she was just being a businesswoman. And
wait, hold on. How is that business like?
Yeah, because Naomi should have been on top of her game. Clearly, she wasn't.
Let me tell you something. Even if Naomi wasn't on top of her game or not, that is business. That is why it's a contract. That is a contract between two individuals, binding them, their business relation together. It is not for her to go behind her back or go somewhere and say she's acting a certain way as she's trying to sell or market her product to get other spokespersons. That's what she was doing. She was throwing one of her people under the bus as she was trying to pull Sanaya in. That's very elementary. It doesn't work that way.
But
the bottom line is she fucked it all up when she was emailing, and emails are all over the groups and stuff, and Tiffany got access to it.
Okay,
that's not how you work. When do you ever hear of an artist just an example of an artist and a record company or whatever? That record company is not gonna throw them under the bus and go on radio shows and stuff and tell them exactly how they were behaving and all the rest of this stuff. Bottom line is you terminate the contract and you move forward.
Okay, but she all right, and I understand that. But you guys opened the floor up for her, and she said what she said, and Naomi said what she said, and she said she could not talk to Naomi because Naomi's very combative. So how do you deal with someone that's very combative?
So if you know you have an irate client or a client that is just not producing or not giving you what you want, then you just move on. But you don't have to go through all that.
And clearly she did. She terminated the contract.
She's been complaining about Naomi since day one.
Bottom
line is she was trying to milk off of Naomi's name. Personally, that's what I think. I don't know who this woman is, nor do I care. But bottom line is you go to the first individual, and now you use her to try to get to all the other people. And that's exactly what I see within this whole thing. That's all it was. If she didn't like Naomi's attitude, whatever, she should have moved on.
Well, this is a lesson learned for Naomi, and I hope she doesn't get caught up in nothing like this ever again. And she needs to be on her P's and Q's, you know?
Right, but see, Jasmine, that's why I asked you earlier, did she have a lawyer sit down with her when she filled out that contract? And y'all was giving very, what? But usually you have somebody else sit down with you so you can both of you guys can understand.
Yeah, you're 100% right, too. Let me tell y'all all something really quickly. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's listening to this show. All y'all little promoters and all y'all little wannabe up-and-coming artists and all the rest of these people out here that signed these so-called contracts, ain't nothing official until you sit down in that room with your lawyers and their lawyers and go over it. All the rest of that stuff is not official. Next thing you know, you'll just be in some small claims court getting exactly what you deserve, something small. Play it with the big dogs. Do it the right way, and then you'll get it done correctly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying earlier. Because that could have been avoided, all that.
Verbal agreement.
Right.
Right. That could have been avoided. And that's why I was saying in the very first place.
And if she would have had a lawyer, then Naomi could have, you know, handled things differently. You know,
it
like
could have been handled differently.
Yeah, it could have been handled differently. You know,
right.
Now it seems like Naomi's stuck with nothing. You know, she doesn't get nothing out of the deal. So, you know.
So if she knows how to play her cards right, she can get something out of the deal. Because let me tell you something, if you take that to court right now, what that girl did and leaking out all that information right now, she's starting to belittle Naomi's, like, well, defaming of her name. Like, she's, like, trying to tarnish her reputation. That's what I got out of that. If I don't know nothing, I don't know Brandy. I don't know what no contract was about. But when all that stuff started getting read, that sounded to me like she was trying to make Naomi look bad. And Naomi has fans. It's no fucking tea, no shade. She has straight fans, gay fans, whatever. They used her. And it's no shade. She don't need no fucking Poodle Assassin to do what she got to do.
This is why I disagree, right? Because I ain't on nobody's side. But what I don't like is y'all keep saying somebody used her. They used her. How can you use somebody if you go into contract with somebody to promote what they are trying to sell? You are a spokesmodel for that type, for what they are selling. If that lady feel like it's like anything, if you're an employer, if you got somebody working for you and they not handling their business and fulfilling their damn job, what the fuck you going to do? You going to fire them. So how can you keep saying they used her? Keep saying they used her if this lady feels like she did not meet the obligation of what in her contract she was supposed to do?
Well, do you know what you sound like now?
You sound like a professional. Fire them and leave it alone. You don't come on You don't come on a gay radio, shady radio show, Tea Party Tuesdays as a professional and start leaking out information like a fucking faggoty ass queen.
Wait a minute. Why did she come on the show, right? Naomi came to say what she had to say, right? And she said what she had to say about the lady. So the lady did what? She was
rebelled.
Look at both sides.
You leaked it out because it got sent to you. It's not your. This is what got. You said it. You made the thing. You said that this is what you got in your mind. This came from her camp to leak out on the show. So even though she didn't speak with her own voice, she spoke through email. So now Naomi has to come on and defend herself. So my thing is, I'm not saying no one-sided. I'm saying that before Naomi even got on, all we thinking is, what the fuck? And then Naomi came to speak. She even asked you. She said, I wasn't really listening to the show. What was said? Then you read, you know, told her about what was happening. Then she went on and spoke for herself. So even though the lady came on the show, now the lady got to come back and backfire. So I'm not being one-sided. She leaked it first. She shot the first bullet.
I mean, she kind of, however the bullet was shot, she did it the right way at first.
Enrique, let me step in here for a second, please. The emails were sent back and forth yesterday. This news was out yesterday.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me cut you off. The emails go back as far as February 7th.
So exactly.
That's another thing. When they say the lady's supposed to be sick, yeah, the lady was sick on the 7th. Today is the damn, 12th or the 13th?
Right. So she, and all actually, everybody's saying this, it was done in a timely fashion. It wasn't that it was leaked, that it would happen like Naomi got the emails yesterday
night.
And it's done today. It was done last week.
No, it's been going on since the 7th.
Right.
All right. Tony, you're back on the air. Tony.
Hello?
Brother. Come on, brother.
212-470. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Marcus.
No, Kelly's not there.
Oh, I was just calling to tell her. I told her that yesterday it wasn't no goddamn rooms in Houston. And she was like, bitch, she got an American Express corporate card and she would be there. Now she's gagging. Tell her I'll see you in L.A. site.
Hey. 919-673.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry, Marcus. I didn't
mean
to
hang up on that.
Somebody's TV needs to get turned down.
Yeah, that's the 919 number. Yeah, that's the 919. So, Marcus, you're part of
341.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's good, everybody? This is Blackjack from the chat room.
Hey,
Blackjack. What's up, brother?
Look, the only thing I wanted to say, I just want to implore everybody, if you're going to go into these deals and these situations with these people, to take your contract, take your binding agreements with these people to a lawyer. Let somebody read
that
over it. And yeah, that's what I heard. And it's just, it's one of those situations of what he said, she said. Now, regardless of where the messages came from, the text message or email, she could get in court and say, I don't know anything about that. All I did was send this out to let her know. And now she's stuck in the situation that she's in. Everybody, you have to take the right, like the right means of getting this stuff checked out before you get involved in it. Because now you'll be in a situation where you're stuck with no money, and this person is making money off of your name and your brand. And I feel sorry for it to a certain extent. You know, it that's a trip. You know what I'm saying? That's all I really wanted to say, you guys.
Thank you, Blackjack. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tea Party? I just wanted to say a couple of quick things. That whole situation with Naomi and the business owner, we live in a different age of social media and blog talk radio. And as inappropriate and unprofessional as it was for that lady to come on the line and expose whatever she did, that concerns it. We all were sitting here gagging. The Tea Party, I want to thank you for playing that. And Jasmine, I want to thank you for allowing that to run, because that just shows the integrity of this show. And that was really, really a hot moment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Fuck him up.
I know it's about to get hot, so I need to figure out who I want to bring on. Listen, it's Wednesday. I mean, I don't do this until Wednesday. So y'all need to get it together. Tony, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey,
what's
Tony
up? Now, I wasn't gonna say nothing, because I just came on and I was like, oh shit, what the fuck going on? But it's no shade, Jasmine. Y'all open up that Pandora's box. That lady might have did something through email, but it should have stayed on email. It should have even been addressed on the show. If you didn't, you knew for a fact that once you get them two together, it was gonna be some shade. That is just how it is. And in real business, I don't care what somebody claiming their job is, in real business, when they fire someone, you always find out what's going on. Everybody leaks the information. Mm-hmm. So let's be fair, not because we fags or because this lady is a girl and we're queens and we feel that people always against us. No. Business is business, business. She hired Naomi for a reason, because she did not have the pocketbook to hire somebody else. And that's what you do in business, period. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts. If you can afford Iman, you hire Iman. If you can't afford Iman, you hire who you can afford. The bottom line is that someone that Naomi trusts is what she needs to get in her camp. I don't know if what she said about Caesar is true or not. I have nothing to do with that. That's a demon that Naomi and Caesar are going to have to deal with. But the whole bottom line is you're supposed to always have somebody in your camp that got at least half a brain to tell you to read your contract. If you don't see no dollar sign in that contract, then you are doing it because you want to do it. Not because you have to do it, because you want to do it. You want more fame. You want. We all have that. We all are fame whores. That's what the ballroom scene is about. We're fame whores. We love some kind of acknowledgement for something. So if Naomi made a mistake, chalk it up as a mistake. She knows better the next time, and she can move on. I don't even understand why she didn't even email the contract or fax the contract to you. You're familiar with contracts on several different plateaus. I mean, clearly she can trust you, because you clearly are protecting her. I mean, you came right. I've never seen you come in and just, like, do what you did. Not often enough. So, therefore, you definitely have a soft spot and a feeling for Naomi. So, my whole point is give you the same respect back by saying, you know, at least I know I can trust this person. This person has a business. This person has brought themselves completely up from whatever and showed the transgender community that it can be done. And since we sent you the contract. Even if I didn't know what the hell I was doing, I would have sent it to you, because I know who in the scene has a brain and who just takes $30. I'm not no fool.
You're 100% right. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, Brandy is 100% wrong in this, and Naomi, you know, she's innocent as well, because, you know, again, yes, I do have a spot for Naomi. Naomi is a personal, close friend of mine for years. But the bottom line is, you know, me and Naomi have went through this when she was on the dance thing. You know, there's just certain things that, you know, you have to do and certain things you don't do and everything. That's neither here or there, but my thing is just the professionalism, and that's just the only thing that throws me off.
They both were unprofessional. I agree with you on that one.
Well, yeah, definitely.
But you should have did that on Wednesday.
Whatever, you don't sit there and do that. I personally don't agree with it. But again, that's my opinion.
No, I'm not taking from your opinion. I did not attack your personal opinion.
Well, not you. I'm just saying in general, you know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it's also the setup of everything. It's like, okay, we know Monday night show, Miss Kelly's gonna cut a rug. I'm not gonna bring a serious issue on no Monday night show, because it's not gonna be taken seriously. Tuesday night show, isn't it called Tea Party?
Yeah,
so I mean, that should have been waiting for Wednesday, when it's completely professional. You have 100% control. You already dictate how this show's supposed to be. It's already conditioned in the people. That they try to call it boring, to me it's not boring. To me it's just informative. But, you know, people don't really like too much information these days. We live in a social media setting where everything is quick, fast, and they can get in, get out. know what I'm saying? But that's what you would, that's all you was going to expect. I just so happened to call in. And when I called in, I heard somebody talking about somebody named Brandy. Then I heard Leona. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Somebody getting fired. So I sat and listened. That was it. But if you want something to be like professional setting and I think a little bit more calm, I think you could have waited till tomorrow. This was, it is the arena. So it was the arena to take off the gloves, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
I think that the lady should not have, some things she should not have said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do agree, like, trying to bring in other people, but that's what people do when they feel like they're being attacked. And she made it clear that she felt like she was being attacked because she wanted to have her chance to speak. And she was not allowed that opportunity after the first 3 minutes.
Which is
that
true, again.
Which
is
true.
Yeah, you're right. They're right. Because that's what she was saying.
Agree
like,
with
him. She was asking to be muted. Like, she said, could I get my chance to speak and everybody be muted like I was? But that wasn't the case with her. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're absolutely right. She did feel it. She did feel attacked.
But I understand how when, you know, I know Kelly was upset and other things, and I understand when it's your personal children, you know, you get upset. But I'm just like, honey, let's just all be fair. I mean, when everything else gets dished about people and things like that, you know, people get on and they carry and they get to say what they want to say and all this stuff like that. But then it's just like, oh, my God.
Well, in all fairness, she's the one who hung up. She could have continued to speak.
Thank you.
Somebody called me a fucking cunt, and I hate you.
Thank
and I hate
you.
Her.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Kelly went straight left, honey. No shame. Kelly
right.
My thing is, you came on this show. My thing is, don't dish out something you can't take. You hung up because
she's one person.
Did you didn't have to cuss? You going up there. Y'all didn't hear what she was saying because you needed a place to stay and all that.
But she was talking to one person. She wasn't talking to a group. But then in turn, a group was talking to her. So there is a difference.
She knew what she was coming on. She knew what this show was about. She knows it. That is a queen. That bitch knew a little too much.
Here's what we're trying to say. Not one time did she use the word faggot. Not one time did she use the word he. Now, one time was she disrespectful in that retrospect? So to turn around and then open the door up by cursing her out was a little bit much. There's no disrespect to you or whoever.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they're basically talking about you, so go ahead.
No, we're not talking about her in a negative sense. I understand Kelly, and I understand how Kelly feels about Laomi. So I'm not really blaming her for that.
You're on the phone, too.
Hold on, please. Sis, we want to sit there and talk. The same way I just posted on Facebook inside of our room, and the same way I will continue to post and say what I want to say. I felt some kind of motherfucking way because we sat on this radio show, and everybody loves to scream about respect the caller, all of this. The caller was not respected. Kelly, you defend your kids at all costs. That faggot assistant that you were talking about, that's my child. So we're not going to, if you don't want nobody to disrespect yours, don't disrespect mine.
So your child was the one that did the information.
My child is an assistant, and you don't want nobody coming up against Laomi and saying anything negative, so my child's not going to be the faggot assistant out of anybody's mouth on this show.
First of all, I never said your child's name. I said her assistant.
I said her assistant is what you said.
Y'all can go private and talk about that. Listen, y'all getting on my fucking nerves. Everybody getting on my nerves now. Y'all private and y'all talk about all that. Because, again, that's, again, something personal. Now, we're going to go to the callers really quickly, and then we're moving on. But we're not going to continue to show these people that we can't coexist together. Because that's clearly what we're doing. 202-270, you're on the air.
Jasmine, this is Vader. Let me just say this, just from a Vader, from a lawyer's perspective.
Hey,
that in this particular situation, the issue is whether or not they had an agreement or a contract. There's a difference between an agreement and a contract.
There is.
It sounds like if they did not have a written contract, which in this particular case would come under the statute of frauds, then they had an agreement. So, therefore, neither party can enforce anything against one another. If they had a written contract, then the issue is kind of moot because now they can just sue each other in court. Now, to the issue of slander, when the lady Brandy said different things about what supposedly Laomi said, Laomi did not deny it, so it's not slander, contrary to one of the show cast members said. So that's not going to be an issue. So the bottom line is that, like you said earlier, Jasmine, whenever you have a contract or whenever you're going to enter into some type of formal agreement, it's best to have it in writing. And you don't necessarily need an attorney, but it's always advisable to pay us $300 an hour to write your contract. That's it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
212-470, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, everyone. Basically, everyone said what I was going to say. I agree with Tony, I agree with Vonna, and I agree with Tiffany. I feel like you guys are very biased when it comes to...
Wait, I'm sorry, wait, let me cut you. I don't want to cut you off, but when you say biased, that's a harsh word to use for all of us, because all of us are not biased. There are
few
of us
that are biased.
Yeah, we're not
the Tea Party.
I was really speaking... I was really speaking in the terms of Jasmine and Kelly. I listen to this show a lot, and, you know, I'm not really in the community or nothing like that. I just enjoy you guys' show, and I know on Tuesdays you guys get crazy, you laugh, you kiki, and you put the business out there. I just feel like when it came to Laomi, Kelly and Jasmine got offended, and I felt like if it was all going to be put out there, let it be put out there.
How did I let it get offended?
Because you cut her off. You didn't let her speak. You didn't let her finish.
I didn't let her finish?
No, Jasmine, you kind of just, like, broke through the lines. Like, okay, Brandy, we're going to put you on the line. When Brandy got on the line and she kind of, like, put Laomi's business out there, you cut it short. It was like, all right, enough is enough. But usually you guys bash everyone else, i.e. Janice and Vicky and whoever, you know, you guys feel like roasting at the time. But when it came down to Laomi, it was like, oh, okay, that's it. Everything shut down. And Kelly's the main one saying, well, this is a platform where everybody can speak. We don't mute people. We don't cut people off. We let them say what they got to say. But you didn't do that. But I agree, it should have been personal. If it was going to be a personal thing, y'all never should have brought the girl Brandy or Laomi on the line. That's just how I feel about it. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, caller. Tiffany, since you broke the story, do you feel that I attacked a woman?
I don't feel like you so much attacked her, but I feel like you was very defensive because probably that is a personal, you know, child or friend of yours, so that you didn't really let her, you know what I'm saying, try to really say what she had to say. That's why she was like, you know, can I speak? And he was like, yeah, you're going to speak after I speak. And,
okay,
you know,
but bottom line is I still had a point to get across. I let the child speak, but the bottom line is we're going to speak from a business aspect. That's just my opinion of it. But I let the child speak.
Right.
Best believe, if I didn't want her on the show, she wouldn't have been on the show.
Right.
True, Dad.
So it's not even about me defending Laomi. It could have. I sit here and I defend you. I defend
you
everybody
do.
On this show. So the bottom line is that's just what it boils down to. But don't come on here trying to slander anybody's name. I don't like when people try to take advantage of our community. And that's my personal opinion. It has nothing to do with Laomi. It has to do with people trying to take advantage of who we are. I take that personal, whoever likes it or not.
And that's the whole thing that I was – that's the whole thing that was about me. I'm just like – maybe I don't know what was true, so I'm just going to leave it alone. But it just – so to me, the way it was sounding, even from her own mouth, you know what I'm saying, when she started speaking, it just didn't – it just didn't sound like it made it look like anybody that get into a business with her just expect this. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I think we had enough.
Hold on. Kelly, you're back. Amaya, you're back.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Are y'all done?
Laughing.
Yeah, we're done.
We done, honey. I'm up here in the heated pool outside of the hotel.
But that's what I was saying before I before me and Kelly went and spoke. Before y'all go on the defense and attack a company, know the logistics of what y'all are talking about. Because my child works for that company, so all of the backbiting and the attack of the company, the same way Kelly's going to defend Laomi and what she does, I'm going to defend my child and what he does. And he's a big person in that company, and he does a lot for that company, so we're not going to sit here and attack it verbally.
The Tea Party's pretty much paying.
I definitely want to send an apology out to her son because he wasn't the assistant that answered the phone. But whatever ratchet motherfucker that answered the phone telling Laomi that she was in the hospital and she couldn't take calls, that's the motherfucker that I was talking about. Okay? Thank you. Thanks for reaching out.
Wow. Wow.
I'm enjoying this pool. This pool is 93 degrees out here in this pool.
I thought California wasn't giving you what you needed. So now you're finally getting your L.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine, can you go to commercial break, please?
What happened, Jason?
Jasmine, can you go to commercial break?
Okay, and I play a commercial, and then where we go?
Private. Say that again.
You want to go private or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible Housefall, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, we got an hour and a half.
Every single category is for test. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame performance. Sing, dance, or lip sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Demons Freeway in Dallas, Texas.
Can you hear me?
Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473 or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible Houseball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team state, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners, versus of the year, versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250.
Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball.
Oh.
Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue. 2330 Tipton Drive. Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
How y'all gonna talk over a commercial?
That's what I was saying.
Y'all talking.
I didn't know could we be heard, because I heard other people talking. I said, can we talk still? I didn't know.
No, when a commercial is playing, you cannot talk.
That's why they pay for commercials.
I thought we muted when the commercials come on, like nobody could hear us.
Alexa was trying to call in, but, it's like, I don't know, it's like you only can see 50 numbers on the switchboard, and it says over 100 people are on the line. And about 50 people have their hand up. So
ooh.
If somebody wants to get Alexis, tell her to press 1 and get on here, and I'll look for her number. But my screen only is but so big, and I just see all these ones. But I'm okay, I see you, Alexis. I'm going straight
to
you now.
It'd be hard if I went off on the line.
All these people. There is so many people pressing 1. I will get to you guys shortly.
Hey, I need my journalism credit. Like, I bought the heat with Milan.
Alexis, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody, again. Pretty much everybody said what I wanted to say, so it was irrelevant for me to even get come on the line now. But like I said, Tiffany, earlier, what happened, what we thought was going to happen happened anyway. So that's why I was just like, let it go. It was like fighting in the dark. You wasn't going to win because you couldn't really see. Everybody was coming from different directions. So at the end of the day, like I said on my post, because Laomi is a part of the community, nobody wants to look at the legal ramifications of what really happened. Everybody just wants to say, oh, that's fucked up. But, I mean, come on. You need to hear all sides of the story. Anyway, whenever you get into a deal with somebody, know what you're getting yourself into. The lady clearly said she used Laomi because she had a name.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all miss that part? She said that.
Yes, she did.
So it wasn't
right.
No secret. It wasn't no secret. So
right.
No, she wasn't. She and I'm sure Laomi knew that. That's what she was getting in bed with. But because, like Tony said, we want to be superstars, we don't think about the logistics of everything.
Okay.
What do you got for home?
Hopefully this is an example to anybody else, like a Sanaya or a DD, because even DD, if you're hearing this, before you even sign something or even go through that, have a lawyer go with you. No shit.
She has a manager and a lawyer.
Right, that's
so
what I was just about to say. See, her situation will be totally different. Totally different.
Okay, hold on a second. Really quickly. Alexis, don't take this the wrong way, please, because I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Please, when I say this. But, in all honesty, Tiffany and Alexis, and it's no shade to Dee Dee because I want the best for Dee Dee. I love her down. Of course, it looks like you guys are going to speak up because you know that your mother is about to get in bed with these people. So you're going to try your best to make her look good. And the same token, Laomi is a part of me and Kelly, and we're going to defend Laomi the way it is. But I think what should happen is you two don't say nothing, me and Kelly won't say nothing, and let the people say what they got to say.
True.
Leave it at that. Because I'm just speaking from a business aspect. I don't believe in all this. But I do agree with you, Alexis, 100%. Laomi should have did the right thing, got the right people to look at the contract, and did all that stuff correctly. But, and she didn't. Because like you said, she just wants to do what she got to do to get to the top. Sometimes we don't think correctly. But if Dee Dee has that behind her, she got management, she got a lawyer, she got a director, whatever. She has that, then that's the best way to go.
But Jasmine,
Yes. Marcus, I don't see your number. Please press one. I don't see you.
The funny thing is, all this, I knew she was no longer the spokesperson at the Coldest Winter Ever, but when we discussed it, it didn't get, I think a lot of people didn't pay it no attention because we were focusing on so many other things. And now that everything came back to the light, it's like it's a whole new big deal. No, it actually had been going on for a long time. I knew about it the night of the, I was looking at some stuff that we was discussing in other groups, and this is something that came up. But nobody knew the logistics of everything.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I remember when the boy, now me personally, I agree exactly what you're saying, Jasmine, or whatever. I'm not for, like, saying I'm so for Brandy because now Dee Dee going into it. Because, of course, I wanted to, when I heard about it, I was like, okay, well, how you know it's not going to be turned, how she not going to turn you, blah, blah, blah. Let's get into what's really going on and what's the root of the problem. But my thing is this. My thing is this, though. When, damn, I lost my train of thought that damn quick. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Honey, this is too much. My inbox is, no, baby, I ain't been high, so honey, please. Anyway, but what I'm trying to, I just forget it, honey. I can't even remember now.
Mark,
I'm trying to tell you something.
Call you. It's not going through. People, they want a different topic. Hold on a second.
I was going to change the subject. That's why I was asking Kelly.
Let me go through these calls really quickly because it's a lot of people. 937-559, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, what's going on? First, before I start talking, I want to say I love the show and I support it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I wanted to say, I have one question. I was on Facebook and I seen something the other day. I wanted to know what was the issue between Erica Kane and Liz Kane and Naomi. She posted her picture up on the internet.
I don't know the answer to that.
Carla, wait a minute. I'm so sorry. I just got my train of thought again. What I wanted to say was, like Alexis said, she had nooses that day. My thing is this. A week ago, I remember when the boy Martez, or whoever the boy Martez was, he put up in that official group about Naomi was supposed to be getting sued by the company, blah, blah, blah. She wasn't a part of the company no more. Everybody read that man. They said they didn't know what he was talking about. Naomi went in and said she didn't know what he was talking about. Everybody read him. They put up pictures of crack building, said it was his house, put up pictures of his mama, put up pictures of his porn site, all of that stuff. They said it wasn't true. But then look, here it is now. Okay, wow, it was the damn truth. So, I mean, come on now. That's what I wanted to say. Like, everybody, you know, just take some time and think about, you know.
People are but okay, so I know people want to change the topic, but it just shows, you know, people would do go by anything to protect their own, point blank.
That's what happened.
So that's what's happening tonight. Why, like, you know, when Lady seemingly got attacked, because you are going to protect her. No matter if Naomi was right or wrong, you're still going to be beside her side because that's her family. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure you guys had your parents who came to school and, you know, they'll scold you when they get home, but, honey, they're not going to let you talk down about their children while you're in school.
Well, let's go off this topic. We can say
my
this was hot.
My mama pushed the teacher out the window in first grade, no shade.
Really? And you proud of that?
Yes, I am.
Here goes these two callers real quick. 404-481, you're on the air. 404-481.
Gangsters, I'm talking about.
404-642. 404-642. And let me try him one more time. Alexis, he wants you. If he can get through. Honey, it's not working. Oh, he pressed one. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay, Alexis, you said that people, this lady was trying to use
lay on me for her services. That's what she admitted to. That's what a spokesperson is. Like, that's what you get paid to do. When you endorse a product, when Michael Jordan, he doesn't make the Nikes. He doesn't make the Jordans. They make it. He puts his name on it. They make money off of it. He makes money off of it. They're
okay,
using
Mark,
his name.
Mark,
No. Let me finish because so even at the end of the day, it's not like I'm so tired of people thinking that their name mean more, and this is just in general, than what it actually is. When people pay you for your service, because, I mean, mind you, when we're being used, this is when we're not being compensated for it. This lady tried to compensate, but the deal didn't work out. That's unfortunate, but I don't like the insinuations being made that the ballroom scene is being used. When you're compensated, like, you know, everything's an art of negotiation. She might could have got 50%. She might could have only gotten 10%. I think 30% is a great deal for, you know, endorsement. I would have
right.
paid you one set fee.
Too,
you know, 30%
right.
was a great deal. But let's be careful in the words that we're using.
Okay.
I'm listening.
You're right, Marcus. And I didn't mean, when I said use, I didn't mean it like she was using Laomi in a bad way. She said that she was using Laomi as the face of her product because she was a well-known person.
Right.
That's what a spokesperson
kind
of is.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't saying it as, oh, she just said she used it. No, that's not what I was saying.
So you
didn't read.
So right, because that connotation, that word has a different connotation.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
you know,
no,
when
I didn't
we say use in the ballroom scene, we mean, like, take advantage of. But
right,
really
well, I didn't mean that.
Utilize.
That's not what I meant. That's not
okay,
what I meant.
Got you.
Because
okay.
I have read, like I said, I have read all the paperwork, so I know I kind of got an idea of what was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
No, I didn't mean, when I said use, I didn't mean taking advantage of. She was using Laomi as the face of her product because she said it's not a big brand and we needed someone that would help us get it off the ground. Laomi is an internationally known person. She's been on TV. That's what when I said use, that's what I mean by when I said she was using Laomi.
She hired. She hired Laomi.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's what she did. Right. You know, just based on what you said, that's why I said that.
All right, guys, they wanted to change the subject. I just think that, because we've been on this for a while, it was a hot thing, but I really do think that we need to get back to the Kiki Party and change the
subject. Like I was saying, Kelly, you said that everything was going good in California. Now you're getting all your L's. What happened?
What happened, baby? What
I'm trying to figure out what happened. You were so over it, ready to come, go home and get me out of California.
I was in San Francisco.
Who's having a tantrum?
I was in San Francisco and I'm over it. And when I had my tantrum on Facebook, my sister called me, talked to my sister, and we calmed each other down.
Okay, really quickly so we can end this conversation. Marcus, did you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, I guess I'll address the controversy with the Powerhouse Project.
Come to that really quickly. Hold on for me for 1 second. Alexis, anything else you wanted to bring up?
Nope, we're not asking you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, Alexis. Ivana, anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I'm okay.
Thanks, Ivana. Tiffany, J-Rock, Mark, Enrique, Jason, Kelly, you want to sit with them or put you on mute?
Yeah, I'm going to sit with them and not go to the club. Yeah.
Jason, Tea Party, y'all want Kelly there or no?
Didn't she have her show last night?
She had her show last night. Take off.
Didn't she say we can't be on her show on Monday?
Okay, Kelly, they don't want you there. So
I'm just playing, Kelly. I'm just playing. I love Kelly. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, Kelly, I'm putting you back, but I'm about to go. But, Marcus, I'm bringing you back on. So, if Tea Party, if y'all want to get with him about, let me give y'all the deal real quick. Y'all know about what's going on with that thing. I'll let him come on the air and explain it. And then if y'all want to handle that, handle it. Enjoy the rest of the show. See you guys tomorrow. Jason, I'll send you the numbers if you have any callers. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And let me just say this. I want to wish both parties the best of luck in each and in every their future endeavors, honey. Thank you.
She don't get no goddamn hand clap.
The kids can't take me.
Marcus, what's going on with the project?
Well, okay. I know my language is a little rough earlier today. But after speaking to the parties that actually matter and not the person behind that screen name, I'm going to be very cautious in my wording.
in this fucking room.
Hello, I'm very cautious in my wording because I do respect that the entity that's behind the project. In November, I was approached by Powerhouse, which is a prevention program through Quality Home Services Care, which is a prevention agency in Charlotte, about teaming up to receive some type of exposure at the Carolina Awards Ball. So the initial plan was for them to offer testing at the Carolina Awards Ball. There was really nothing behind it, just a basic testing. As somebody who's worked with prevention in, you know, previous events, that was definitely, you know, okay, we including them on our literature, on the commercial, things like that, because I thought that was, you know, important for people to know. Later on, I was approached, once all of that had been done, it was like, well, you know what, Marcus, we may be able to help you guys with people who are trying to paint again into the ball, and different things were spoken about. Nothing was ever really set in stone. 2 weeks ago, so fast forward, we're still going with, you know, they're going to be testing at the ball. There was really nothing else behind it except testing. So 2 weeks ago, I receive a call. I'm in Philadelphia saying, we're going to pay the $30 for people who get tested. Is their admission into the ball. I actually tried to get them to do something else. I thought that maybe House with the Most tested would come off a little more, successful, because I didn't want it to turn into where you're only paying for 35 people and then 60 people show up and then they're looking at me like, okay, what do I get? So I thought, like, well, maybe doing like House with the Most trophy, House with the Most tested for $1,000 would kind of maybe, you know, go off a little better. They declined that, and then it went on to this. So, you know, we went with the announcement after having signed a MOU, which is a Memorandum of Understanding, and they would pre-purchase these armbands, you know, for the ball. So, you know, some paperwork had to be filled out to get that part done. As of today, last night I got a call saying, well, Marcus, that's not going to work. We're not able to do this. And I was like, well, okay, you know, what can we do to kind of remedy this? And that they weren't able to secure a mobile testing unit. So having had space at the host hotel, I offered them a meeting room at the host hotel, which is definitely secure and confidential because they've definitely done testing there before. And it was kind of like they were more disinterested altogether. How do I say this? I do want to apologize to the ballroom patrons that were kind of banking on this as their way into the ball. I'm working with sponsors and things of such to figure out what's the best possible thing, along with being able to be able to test, because at this moment, other agencies are kind of, it's February, it's Black History Month, they have other commitments. And, you know, this is something that we've given Powerhouse all of this exposure for this event, and now another agency, you know, may come and save the day, but they didn't get the exposure that Powerhouse has gotten since November.
Let me just jump in here for a second. So what is the rumor or the speculation about you wanting to charge them $500 for doing testing at your ball?
Okay, this is the thing. There is, when you have a ball, for every room you use in a building, you pay for it. There's no such a thing as free. So I offered them to be able to test in the parking lot in a mobile unit, which is what most agencies do. Like when you go to a club, they go into the parking lot. They don't pay the club to test in the parking lot, but if you test inside their venue, you have to pay for that space. There's additional. So I wanted them to incur the charges that went with that, whether that was their space, additional security. Having worked with prevention, you guys may not realize that that's a standard operating practice. The CDC funds them, gives them money to pay for a testing space. Nothing in life is free. Just because you're a nonprofit, other people, you know, think. So the additional cost, yes, I did want them to incur. This was prior to them making the announcement of paying the $1,000, though, for the 35 people to get into the ball. Once that was done and they wanted to back out on it, I offered to waive that fee because they couldn't get the mobile unit. So what would be the point of me charging you to do testing outside? That's not a charge. If you want to test inside the ball and I have to pay for an extra room, you're going to have to pay for that room. That's normal.
Why would I have to pay for an extra room? Because I know I deal, like, dealing with the free balls here in Baltimore, like a lot of balls that we do have, and we do have, like, people test. So that's something, because since we – the Baltimore Coalition is kind of like cohabitating with them. We never charge them because usually they either in the same space we are, or like you said, they're in a mobile unit outside. Like, why would they have to be in a separate room? Why couldn't they be like away? Because I know usually when you have your balls that are big, why couldn't they be like in the far left corner or coming in the ball?
Because North Carolina is very okay. In North Carolina, they're very stringent on how they do testing. There's no such thing. North Carolina really requires you to not only get a rapid test, they want to do syphilis testing as well, which requires them to draw blood.
That's the norm, right?
Right.
Now. That is.
Well,
norm.
No, some places just do rapid, and you know they'll do a rapid, and that's fine.
That
North
true.
Carolina pretty much mandates they do a blood test right
well,
there.
Baltimore,
to test
they
for
do
syphilis.
The same thing. They test for
right.
Syphilis
so
all that
you know you can't just take blood in an open area, especially at a ball. That's just kind of tasteless and tacky. You know, it should be in a separate, confidential. Especially when you get a preliminary positive test, you have to actually counsel that person. So those things should be done in a private and discreet manner. Which I thought the mobile unit was the better place. So let's just say someone did get some news that they weren't familiar with, and they didn't feel comfortable coming into the ball at that point. They'd be able
right.
to leave, go to a car. I mean, I just don't think that approach is the best way.
That must be just in North Carolina because they don't. I've never heard. Where you get tested and you get told the results like right there, because right
15 minutes later,
like,
right. If you go to Deep Washington
no,
D.C.,
not right there at the setting, especially at a ball setting, because that right there is not good for the psyche. So maybe that's something they do there. Because I know
well,
like,
we having this conversation about these fucking girls going to a ball getting tested and they won't go in their own community. This is ridiculous.
I'm not saying that maybe North Carolina like you said have their own thing. But it's just something that doesn't sound right to me about that.
About
whole
them.
Thing.
What
getting
don't
tested?
Sound
I mean,
right is the fact that he said he apologized for the girls who banked on getting in by getting tested, bitch. Is that a fucking key or what? Are y'all saying?
No. I mean, it is,
Mark,
you know, Mark, it is a key, but
that's
at the
true.
End of the day, it's dollar signs. You're absolutely right. Because, you know, a lot of the initiative, and that's why they do this at balls, or they do this at events where you can get into free, or they do this to clubs, because it gives people.
Or they give you a
$25
gift card.
Exactly.
There's no.
It's a way of saving money. It's a way of not trickery, because I don't use the word trick. It's being compensated, even though people shouldn't be compensated
when
they're
getting tested. Right.
Or whatever the case. But at the end of the day, that's what gets them there, Marcus. That's what gets them.
Right.
And so if you can get them by any way to get them tested, maybe save a life, that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and they look at it like, Mark, the other part to it is, they look at it, it's cheaper to put money in prevention versus having to take care of someone once, you know, if they became ill. Like, the cost of, you know, someone, you know, contracting the disease, the medication, the CDC looks at it, it's cheaper to prevent it versus, you know, maintaining a healthy lifestyle after you've contracted the disease.
I think that's a big part of it, too, because CDC, I mean, you're absolutely right, it's a big prevention thing, but the CDC also think that they want to catch it before you get even sicker, before you can take the proper meds instead of taking, maybe you can take one or two pills instead of taking, like, 12 or 10 other pills, what obnoxious number, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I think it's both sides, Marcus, for real, because it's not, it is for prevention,
right.
But it's also to catch the people
right.
the habit. So they can
right.
better themselves, better their lives.
And exactly, because it's not only just preventing it, but it's a linkage to care as well. There are some
right.
people who know they're positive and just they don't have a caseworker. They're not doing anything to
exactly.
Get their medications and no resources out there. So the state and the government is spending money to let people know this is available. And I certainly understand that. My problem, and you know, this is the part that I'm honing on. This is a large scale event where you know these agencies. Spend thousands of dollars to get these number of people at a ball that they never really get to do. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you look at these free balls that they throw, they might get 400 or 500 people, and only 10% get tested, which is probably less than that, you know, it's really hard. The more people you have there, the greater chances you are to get more people tested. So why would you go and spend thousands of dollars to have your own ball when you could come in and not do anything? You know, a venue in itself is going to cost you $3,000 or $4,000 in Charlotte, plus you know doing everything yourself, and you probably aren't going to get the crowd that we can probably attract just because of your lack of promotion and things like such. So I mean, I just don't like. Words being put out, especially by me, and then not being able to honor them. You know, if there's something, I'm still working to come up with a solution because I believe that's important.
How many people were tested, just out of curiosity?
the testing was taking place at the ball. Literally, and that was the other part. Like, you weren't really, you were coming to the ball and basically pulling people out of the line who already had $30 to pay to get into the ball. You get what I'm saying? So it's not like you come in advance and get tested, which is the way I wanted to do it. So it was kind of like, well, you're not wasting your time. You know, you could pretty much, you know, if you do it at the host hotel, people are there. But it was more presented like, well, we're going to be, and we're going to be at the ball in a mobile unit. And basically, you're pulling people out of line. Well, from my standpoint as a business person, I was getting paid regardless whether they whether you paid it or they paid it. They were still coming in at that point. If you were going to attract new people to the ball by saying, well, you know, and I really thought maybe that was the way to go. People who don't necessarily go to balls, but they're like, well, I want to go to a ball, but I don't really want to pay $30. This is a way to get them to get tested. They're still part of the LGBT community, and we attract a new ballroom person as well. So I was trying to make it a win-win situation, but, you know, it was more of to them. They want to expose themselves. Again, the executive director and I have spoken. She's, I guess, in negotiation. At this point, you know, it's kind of a moot point to me. I've kind of just, you know, I didn't lose anything. I didn't gain anything. You know, it is what it is. But I don't like people trying to defame the character of and the integrity of our event because regardless of the thing, we try to honor, you know, the agreement. And,
okay,
you know,
Marcus,
I am a,
Marcus, I'm sorry. Finish that thought, and then I'm going to cut you. Have to put you on hold. Because there are callers and they may want to respond to this topic, but basically,
okay.
the gist of you being here is that it did not work out between you and them. So you're working on something new in the place of them getting in for free if they got tested.
Correct.
Okay. First caller is a private caller.
Hello.
Hey, Granny.
Yeah, the listing was a dollar. What is going on like that?
Say that again, please.
The listing was a dollar. What is going on over there? I can't list it like that.
Okay. The lipstick was a dollar. I'm quite sure you can go to the site and you can buy it. You can buy a couple of them. Thanks. Next caller is 707-391. Hello? Okay. Thanks for calling. 707-391.
You just called that number.
I guess they press one again. Okay. 404-698.
Oh. Just
shit.
Okay. Please press one.
Uh-huh.
If you're just listening, please press one and take your hand down. I am tired and you're late. Next
Listen, Laura asked, wait, let me ask Marcus something. Laura asked, did you see what Laura asked you, Marcus?
No, I'm not on the computer.
You must have said something about it being contagious. She said, if the girls have syphilis, will you put them out of the ball? Because that is contagious as well.
What?
It's syphilis.
Syphilis is not
Marcus, don't even entertain
like that,
that,
Laura.
But that is, but Mark, but since Tiffany brought that up, because I wasn't, that is a question. Because, Marcus, I'm doing a play here in Baltimore next month. And the CDC will be doing testing at our function, and they'll also be doing testing for gonorrhea and syphilis. So, will you be doing that at your function as well?
Well, I have a problem with people getting stuck with needles at balls. I just do.
I mean, if it's
so,
not by professionals though.
Needles
it's not
balls, that.
It's just
so.
I just right. It's just I don't think that's the appropriate place. I think that a rapid test is definitely the way to go. If you get a preliminary positive, then they do a confirmatory, you know, you call that person back in, you do a confirmatory test, and they get linked to care. I think that's the appropriate way of doing it. Because there are instances where you're told you're positive, and then they actually do a blood test, and you're not positive, you know. So that happens, and it sometimes, you know, it happens. I don't, you know, being stuck with needle and having, I mean, it's small, and I know that's a way of saving a life. I just have a problem with it, me, internally. But if, you know, if the health department comes and, you know, offers to do testing, you know, and if people are willing to do it, you know. But I've noticed that some people don't mind doing the rapid oral, you know, quick swab. They mind getting stuck with a needle. I've
yeah,
noticed
I that. No, I ain't let no bitch stick me with no needle at no damn ball.
You know.
Bitch, not even a butterfly needle to save a life.
They can't stick me with that needle.
When they take your blood, that blood has to go to the health department, and then, okay, when we get into this, when it happens to it in North Carolina, all these people coming from out of town, so what if, say, these people from New York, they have a problem actually getting in contact with this person to say, you really are positive, you need to, you know, get linked to care, and they can't reach that person. You know, it's kind of, you know, I think they're doing the preliminary test. If the person is found, they do an attempt to contact, but, you know, once they find out you're positive, it's their job to basically make sure that you get brought back in to, you know, get linked to care. And that's really what's kind of happened when we do these balls and everybody's so transient. Sometimes people run from the truth. So, you know, I hope that people take individual, you know, responsibility and stand up for, you know, knowing their status and actually knowing their correct status by, you know, verifying their results and maybe seeing a doctor and, you know, getting linked to care and getting a caseworker and doing what they're supposed to do to, you know, to maintain a healthy life.
Okay. Well, on that note, Mike, give me some
Michael.
Thank y'all.
Okay,
I'm actually
going
to go list back in on the computer because I got some work to do and I don't have to
say.
Yeah, because you
made
outrageous
job. We're
going to
thank
you,
and I'm going to wish you a successful ball. I'm going to wish you a successful ball, and I hope it all works out.
Thanks. We had like almost 60 people in the chat room, and Marcus came on, and it went down to 49. No
J-Rod,
shame.
Shut up.
J-Rod.
Oh my God.
That's the same thing. That was the same number of people at your ball last week.
Oops.
Wait, no, Marcus. Marcus is this weekend.
Thank you. Hello.
All weekend. Look, Marcus is this weekend. Listen, you going, Marcus?
Huh? I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to make it.
Marcus, you do. All right. Won't nobody be able
to. I am. You playing. J-Rod.
I'll even be there. I will be there with bells on.
Wait. Hold on, y'all. One minute. Marcus, why one of his categories say for Faith, you got to bring it to get fives, we got to see a Carter. We're going to get your tens. You got to sell it. So it's like a half of a value meal. You got to get five for the corner and ten for the selling. I'm like, what the fuck? J-Rod,
yeah, I'm changing it up. And
there.
Guess what? A lot of real face kids liked it.
Opposed to fake face kids?
A lot of kids that serve face, they liked it because a lot of kids want to go back to, like, selling it versus just walking up there and
oh my God, I am
you got face. You know what I'm saying? I like to see, my thing is, when it comes to a ball, I want to see a fucking show. I'm tired of people just walking up to the damn panel. Go back to when they were selling it, when they was getting their life, when bitches was going up saying yes. And
honey, ain't nobody getting no life. These girls are high out of their minds. These girls is high as shit. Ain't nobody trying to be selling nothing.
Well, you know what? That's y'all old asses up there on the fucking East Coast. The new kids get their life. They like to have fun down here. So if
honey,
you don't
the kids
do it,
in Texas is high too,
like
child.
And Marcus,
you have to start off somewhere, and the kids are having fun. So if y'all getting mad because the kids having fun, don't show up. Don't nobody need you.
Well, that's a nice way to get people to come to your ball. Don't show up because don't nobody need you.
First of all, this is where I got to apply. Hold on. Let me tell Jason. Let me tell J-Rock this. First of all, let me tell Marcus this, too. Country Chanel said, tell that bottom I say to check his inbox. Tell him I said it and get off the air. So, Marcus, get off the air and check your inbox, bottom. Now, back to J-Rock. Mm-hmm. I was repeating what he said. He told me to say that. Okay. I got to do what my daddy tell me to do, honey. Now, I'm sorry. Now, listen.
Okay.
Listen, I know that was the key. But anyway, J-Rock, this is what I want to say. This is what I understand about J-Rock, honey. So, now, you're one of the people I think you try to capitalize off of the kids. And I say this because you know it's All-Star Weekend. Now, of y'all who are not familiar with All-Star Weekend, as you know, tags is all different venues, clubs, you know, celebrities, you know, NFL people. Now, these clubs is charging between the cheapest club is like $75, $125, $150 for VIP to get in, you know, up to $200, you know, to just to get in these clubs, okay? It's a million of them. So the cheapest you're going to pay is like $75 to get in the club. We ain't talking about drinking. We ain't talking about whatever extracurricular stuff you do. You want these kids to pay all that money to enjoy their all-star weekend. Then you want them to come to your ball 4 o'clock in the morning after Saturday. They were partying all night and pay another $20 to get in your ball at 4 o'clock in the morning after how they going to be looking their best. They haggard, they drunk, they've been out partying all week and all goddamn all night long. That's a setup because you ain't going to give
and
them credit because you don't
they
all
had
the
you. And J-Rock, they done made you fall victim to the game, child. They got you up here thinking it's all fun, honey. This is about a money scheme, child. What is wrong with you? Get y'all sit down.
Let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing. And I'm going to tell y'all just like this. I'm going to tell y'all one motherfucking thing. If half of a bitch.
Wait a minute. J-Rock, did you send in your green dot money?
Well, first of all, bitch, first of all, let me tell you something about a green dot. I don't have to say nothing because I didn't bring the motherfucking conversation up. But since the conversation has came up, if half of a bitch show up at the ball, the coins will be there, and we're going to have a half of a fucking bitch ball. If you don't like it, don't fucking show up. Because after the club in Houston and in Dallas, after the club is closed at 4 o'clock, the kids do not want to go in the fucking house. What do? They go to the after-hour spot. They'll pay $20 for some fucking drugs. If they want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't, they fucking don't. I really don't care. If that half a bitch come walk all the fucking categories, she's going to get her fucking money. It's about having fun.
Personally, J-Rock, you know, you're my co-host, and you're a friend I consider other than the radio. So, you know, even though I plan on doing my party and going to $200 strip clubs and buying 158 balls, I still will be there to support your $20 function, even though
shit.
I don't plan on any walking or anything like that. But I plan on going.
I tell you what, when I do that big girl face and you see what's going to be on there, don't walk.
Honey, okay. I'm retired. Honey, I won my $500 and I'm done. Bitch, you all heard they about to make me legendary.
I'm not surprised.
When you're walking,
said,
cramp,
I
want
my $500. I'm done.
Yes, I'm done, baby.
So J-Rock for Grandma, she's coming in on the
floor. Hold on, let me say this. I didn't get $500. I got $450 because Tesla didn't get $50 back for me to pay for categories.
You know what? Can't you time for a commercial?
We already
know.
We're not doing another.
Just to get your tenth, and a little bit of ten. Oh, sorry. I got a little gay right there.
Okay.
Wow. Well, this was an eventful night, I must say.
So, Grandma, stay right coming in on a horse.
And they both going to have black leather pants on.
Okay.
J-Rock, you only have to pay for a horse. It's enough of them in the scene already. You should just pick one.
Oh, shit.
I tell y'all one thing. Y'all going to lay off my leather pants. It's been a year. Why y'all
don't nobody lay off
pants?
Of you.
No, we want you to let up off their pants, though.
But I tell you what, bitch, I seen these leather pants that I'm going to get, and I'm going to
oh,
wear
them. God, here
oh,
we
God.
Go. J-Rock,
y'all
dream
time
because
y'all
way back.
Y'all, you know what? I found out. I know what it is. You hoes are shaded because y'all don't have the fucking body to wear leather pants the way that I wear.
Hold on.
Wait
one motherfucking minute, bitch. Wait a motherfucking minute, bitch. Don't you ever talk about nobody can't wear no leather pants for. Okay?
It's because when I put my leathers on, bitch, these thighs, they go into my ass. My ass goes into my waist. My ass is my ass. Bitch, y'all just cannot take it.
Sure,
y'all can't
that head is just big.
No, did them judges when they chopped that ass.
Bitch, they didn't chop. That was shit.
Okay. Well, I did want to play a game, but the mood for the game is kind of...
But go ahead and play the game. We can get back to the mood.
Wait, let's get into this game. After we do the game, how much more time we got? Because I do got another breaking thing. Somebody would like to come on and give their side of a story. This is another father of a house.
Tiffany, come on now, really.
No, let's... There you go.
Ransom.
interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Y'all got 10 minutes to call in. 10 minutes.
Now, break your news.
No, what I'm saying is I have a father of a house that he just inboxed me, and he said, you know, I'm no longer, you know, the father of the house. And
now,
I want
to
be on the show.
Talk about that,
I got
literate
some things.
Man, if you talk about that,
wait, let her finish. Let her finish.
Wait, exactly. Let me not damn finish.
Girl, it takes you too fucking long. I don't have all night.
He said, first of all, you shut the hell up. You just a goddamn
time. It
takes
you about as long as the cook of ham to break news.
Listen, I got some things to say and make clear regarding overall mother, Amina McQueen, and her foolishness. So he would like to call it again.
Wait a minute. First of all, who is Amina motherfucking McQueen? Let's put that out there first.
Tiffany, come on. Talk English. Who is that?
Y'all haven't heard about the new house of McQueen?
You know what? It's the time for another commercial. I'm not.
No, it's not, because we're not talking about that foolishness. Hot
no,
shit.
But who's the father? who's the father you're talking about?
He said his name is J-Rock, you know, his name is Stormy King Pharaoh Ross. He was he was the Gulf Coast father McQueen, and he said he wanted to be on the show. He got some things to say about mother Amina McQueen and her foolishness, which I think these were former Valentinos, if I'm not mistaken. J-Rock,
is this that one that
is
this the child Divine was going at it with yesterday?
Yes.
No, we not.
No,
that was
not. This is not him.
No, that's the other one.
Fine, call him up.
That
he
was
got
the
10 minutes.
The other
can
guy
I send
was
you the number?
Antagonist.
I ain't calling on my three-way. Can I send you the number, Jason, and you do it?
I'm not calling. I don't know that queen, and I don't want her to have my number.
I can call her. What's the number?
No shade. I am not calling queens. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, look. I'm putting it in our group right now.
I've never even heard of that house, so no.
Well,
that house is irrelevant to me. No.
Listen. Y'all listen.
Jay,
I can tell you, and I'm not lying.
The house of McQueen.
Listen,
child.
Listen.
Did they used to be Meekly's or something? Child, anybody
no,
got
Jason.
A house for that?
Jason,
girl,
do you
honey.
Remember, wait a minute, do you remember who we was in, and I put the pictures up of all the members, and I said, who is this house? They said they former houses of somebody, Revbon, and I asked, you know, oh, Lord, T.T., you know,
I don't remember
it?
That. You might have to find that picture
yes,
and post it.
Mark, Mark was like, they used to be a Kiki house.
And it sounds like a goddamn Kiki house.
No, the house of McQueen actually was an actual house. Portia LaBeija actually used to be Mother McQueen. So it
okay,
really
can I get Tommy LaBeija on the phone so he can clarify
like
some stuff
ago.
For me, please?
No, that was like 15 years ago, though.
Oh, okay.
Enrique, you got the number? But anyway, basically they said the icon, you know, they said the order to get
all right,
a
guys,
house.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's on the phone.
Hi.
Hello.
This is the former Gulf Coast father, McQueen.
Stop falling out, Tiffany, you ignorant ass.
He said ex-father.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, can you give us a little history on McQueen first? Because nobody knows about this. You know, they think it's a Kiki
house. I mean, there's nothing to know. I mean, everything that y'all know. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I know everybody know Mother Amina came from the House of Valentino, and I guess they shaded her or whatever the case may be. That's her story of it. They shaded her, but her and Nick Valentino, they had, a little something going on or whatever, and she was supposedly be going around saying that he raped her or some shit like that.
Can I ask you a question before you go?
Yeah,
so is this Nick X Omni? Is this the same Nick that used
know.
To be Omni?
I don't know. I never met the dude or whatever, but I know he's up in New York. Anyway, the Valentinos didn't see her after that or whatever, didn't, you know, feel her or whatever. And I don't know, she told me that she left the house, but, I mean... You know,
okay, wait,
dead.
So this is third-party news.
No, he was in the house. He was the father of the house. Can we let him say
that? Yeah, I was when she came... Okay, she tried to get me to come to Valentino, but at that time I was still under the house of Bulgari, so I didn't ever give her no answer back or whatever. So then she left Valentino and was talking to Tony Revlon, and was talking to Selvin and all of them or whatever, and I guess starting her own house. And at first the house name was supposed to be the House of Diamonds. But nobody didn't feel that or whatever. So she came up with, McQueen or whatever. Then we found out McQueen was already a Kiki house in New York or whatever.
Right, it is a Kiki
from
house.
From Simba McQueen.
Right.
Yeah, and by Simba McQueen or whatever, Simba did the house or whatever 3 years ago, 2 years ago or whatever. You know, I brought that back forth to her. She was like, oh, well, I already took care of that. We already took care of that. That's not an issue or whatever. This house is here. This house is, staying here and all this or whatever. But, basically, the House of Queen is really nobody. It's nobody. It's her, up there in New York or whatever. And then everybody that she brought over from Valentino that was, in the House of Valentino, a lot of kids that have never walked the ball before, people that have no knowledge of the ballroom scene or anything like that or whatever. So, it's really an uproar right now down here in the Gulf Coast or whatever because, for one, nobody heard of McQueen. And, nobody really heard of her or whatever, but down here in the Gulf Coast, and she's back in New York. And now that everybody is, against me because I'm not the father of the house anymore, and I guess because everybody's against me or has something to say, now she's pumped like she's somebody down here in the Gulf Coast, and she's not. And, I don't know, I didn't get to hear the radio show yesterday, but I heard the radio show, and she got back in and she had things to say on the Gulf Coast page group or whatever, and it just follows. A lot of stuff that comes out of her mouth is just follows. She fake, and I really want the whole world to know she fake. As long as I'm in the Gulf Coast and as long as I walk a ball and I'm at a ball, McQueen ain't gonna stand a chance. So it's really a key. The Gulf Coast ticket is a key. Nationally, it's a key. And
what house are you in?
I'm 007. I'm 007. I'm not in the house. I was following the movement with Amina only because she came from Valentino, and I thought that everything, was, all forward. She said that all these icons was all behind it and all this or whatever, but, I really don't think that that's true. It's a whole lot, Kelly's my good sister, and she's all for it, and she's down for the cause. And I just all kind of like it's just a whole lot. It's a lot that will come out of her mouth. A lot of things that she would say that's not true pertaining to the ballroom scene. I can't take her.
Okay, Tiffany, hold on, Tiffany.
I
want
to ask Enrique something. I want to ask you something, in reference to what he said. He said that she was saying that the icons and stuff, whatever, was behind. I heard him say Tony and I heard him say Selvin. That was behind this new house opening under the name of McQueen. My question to you was, because is it or is it not true that in order to open a new house that you do have to get backing from an icon or something like that?
No, J-Rock, she asked Enrique, please let Enrique answer.
Just like y'all say, excuse me, I'm going to stop this right now because the icons called my phone on this issue, okay? So I'm going to tell you like this. Don't make no motherfucking sense.
Ms. Poole, please send calls over to someone else because I am done with tonight. This has been many things.
But what
good
y'all
night.
Gonna do so when y'all can interrupt somebody when it's got
but
something
J-Rock,
to do with
you?
But
J-Rock, you just started yelling. There's a difference between interrupting and yelling.
Listen to this. Watch this. If you stop cutting me off, I can just talk normal.
You can give your opinion, but I asked Enrique first, so I wanted to ask him, and then you could have said what you had to say.
Okay, well, say what you're going to say, Enrique.
No, you don't need a backing of icon and stuff to open a house. You don't. You just have to make a splash.
Okay, now that you said that, this is why I posted in the room. When y'all started saying stuff like, and this is anybody in the Gulf Coast or whatever, when y'all started saying, making kikis at people and stuff, talking about that a legend let y'all open up a house, that an icon open up your house and stuff like that, people normally call me because I
care about what's going on in the Gulf Coast. And I got a phone call from Tony, and Tony said, J-Rock, what the fuck is that? He was like, why is they down there talking about a legend or an icon need to fucking open up a house? That is stupid. And then I had to call Amina, and I told them and everybody, I said, you don't need an icon to start your house. That's stupid. If that's the case, most of these houses that started shouldn't be fucking houses, because it's a lot of houses that started without an icon or a legend saying you have the permission to start a house. Bitch, really? So I get the phone call. So and my question is, how many houses have you been in, Stormy? And now, not only that, how many balls have you walked down here? Because that's the question that all the kids are asking.
Why are you attacking him?
Right. I'm not
attacking. I'm not. First of all, I came from Conn. I was with Conn for 2 years. When legendary father K left Conn and went to Bogari, I left with him because he was my father. He was that's who the movement I have. And then they closed the whole chapter down here in the Gulf Coast. So I followed that movement. But after being behind K for 3 years, you know, my eyes was open to a lot, and so I decided to leave. Me and Amina was good friends, still is friends. I have nothing against her personally, but as far as when it comes to this ballroom, no, I don't see it. And I'm sorry, and I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to speak on it because I'm the one that got the movement started. I'm the one that got her business started and all of that. And I, you know what I'm saying, and how everything went down, I feel shady behind the situation. So yeah, this might be the third house that I didn't came to or whatever because I had no knowledge of this ballroom thing.
I don't think it matters. Let me say this, just for the record. It doesn't matter how many motherfucking houses you've been in. Because there's some icons and legend themselves that's been about 7 or 8 houses themselves. So it doesn't matter. It just matters the noise that you make. You know what I'm saying? So that needs to stop right there, how many houses you're in. That doesn't matter.
This is the question that's been asked about all the kids because people, this is what they want to know. This is all they want to know. It's not really about the houses you've been in. They want to know, when are you going to come and show up for a ball? Because it's so much being said on Facebook, not only by you, but just in general. And then people don't show up for functions to prove everything that they're saying. So not as an attack. They really want to know, when is the next time you're going
to
come out?
The last function that I showed up to was the Thug Life function. It was foolish. Mm-hmm. So the functions after that, the little mini functions and all that, no, I'm going to come, and when I come, I make a statement. And even if the Chiefs can say I haven't made it to one ball or the last 2 balls or the last 3 balls, it don't matter because since the Gulf Coast ballroom team has been here, I've been here. Stormy has been making a name since I was a Conn and a Bogari. So it doesn't really matter what a couple kids in the Gulf Coast have to say because I make my statement, I prove my point, I've never been chopped, I give my chance, and that's bottom line. That just is what it is. So
exactly.
Every day. That's why I'm not every person. Because I have bills and shit. That's why.
Exactly. And this is what you call a ballroom real patron, somebody who actually has the nerve. You can't walk a ball if you don't have the nerve.
All right, sir. I'm going to clear my line. Thank you for calling. Can you call
back?
Thank you,
again? Thank you.
All right, y'all.
Bye-bye. I'm trying to do my taxes. Can somebody tell me how much I get back for being an icon?
Bitch, you get back $10,000.
Shit.
Well, I do want to know, when you do become an icon, they do give you $1,000. So, I mean, that's a little...
Now, let me ask you, who the fuck are getting $1,000 from to give you?
Huh?
Where they getting $1,000 from to give you?
I guess to go with the plaque they give you. I don't fucking know.
Bitch, that is a key.
Who they give $1,000 to, Tiffany? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know.
Okay. I was about to say.
How long have you been legendary? You get $1,500.
Bitch, you got to check the right box, though. Don't check that wrong box or you're going to gag. What you doing, turbo legend tax?
Yeah, I'm doing turbo taxes.
Oh, my God. You've didn't do that. The kids done burned TurboTax out so bad they want to send you need an ID just to get that card with your email. They want you to send your picture ID in.
Yeah,
wow.
So
really
we got
to
know who these is if the girls do be turning it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
And so the question still raised, what the fuck is the house of McQueen?
It's a Kiki house in New York, and evidently it's a real house.
How old is that boy? Does anybody know?
As J-Rock, he was attacking a man.
Oh, shit.
Right.
I don't know how old that child is. All I know is it's going to be funny. You know, my thing is when somebody's trying to do something right or somebody's trying to do something, then everybody want to start, you know, going off on them. Like I said, that the girl was even calling everybody like, is this right? I don't want to do nothing if it's wrong and, you know, disrespect the floor or whatever. But like Tony told her, just like everybody told her, girl, if you're going to start that house, the whole thing you need to do is when y'all come out, y'all just be on one accord. Y'all be together. Y'all do what y'all going to do. Bring it to the floor. Sooner or later, they're going to have to see you. There are some icons that have been chopped for a whole year, and now everybody knows their name, and they have their own houses, and they're iconic houses. So, I mean, just bring it to the floor. But it just boils me up when you get all this new talent down here and people trying to do something right, and the first thing people want to do is go off on the people that's trying to do something.
You're going to be arguing forever because that's never going to change, ever.
That's fine, and that's what I'm here for, you know, because that's what I do. So it's no problem. Every time somebody try to, I'm letting you know that nobody is bigger than the next person. And as long as I hear it, I'm going to let you know that you were a part of that house. It's just weird to me. You was a part of that house, and now it's foolish. If you knew it was foolish, if you know so much ballroom, you should have knew it was foolish from the jump. You joined it. You were the overall father of foolishness. But now you want to call it foolishness. But I was in the Gulf Coast pages when you was defending it all the time. Now when it comes against
you.
Well,
He said she told him that she got the backing from Tony and Selvin. So, I mean, he was going by what she
No. He didn't say. He said at the end the whole thing was just foolish. But he actually just called her foolish. He really didn't say that to Valentine. McQueen.
Because he
foolish.
Was like,
he
all
really
those, the thing about it is, all those kids that he was reading, a bunch of kids that don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, those were the same kids he was defending. That's what I'm saying. So don't, when you get put out the house, don't try to shade the kids now that you either left or got put out.
Child,
I don't know if you got put out of
detail.
Hashtag 123.
Hello?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Y'all all can hear me. Y'all keep saying hello.
We're waiting for you to say, you saying testing.
Why?
Testing,
I'm like, what's
is it
I'm
me you're looking for?
Because it's dead.
Huh?
What's up, Jasmine?
Wait, what?
Hello?
I just so lost.
Okay.
I'm confused.
I still don't get it.
We kind of get it a little bit.
Wait, I'm lost again. I'm having a blind moment. What?
How's everybody doing? Can we please stop talking about this? How's everyone doing?
We're good. I'm good. Wait.
I'm trying to see if you demon me, Jasmine. I think the vote should come from you.
Vote for me from what?
I think the vote should come, the recommendation and the vote should come from you.
What recommendation and vote?
For my status, honey. What the hell are you looking for? For my status, Jasmine.
Officially acknowledge you as a star.
Wait a minute. My body of work. The, my body of work. boy coming into the game, being who I was, Miss Tenza Course, the boy coming into the game, already should have got me a statement. I shouldn't even come in as no star. But now that I've put in all the work, I think I'm damn near legendary.
Honey.
Now, I'm just being real.
You ain't legendary, Tiffany.
For my contributions, I think I should be legendary by now, Jazz.
Tiffany, you don't even know half of the ballroom community. How could you be legendary?
I know the big names.
Oh, you said you know enough to get by.
Exactly.
I know that's right.
Mhm.
But who's Ayana?
Where's Jason?
She used to be a con, but now she's a Christian. She's an icon. Yes, Dr. Ayana.
Yes,
Christian.
I love her.
All right, well, tomorrow night on the State of Emergency show, the lady herself, Ayana Christian, will be stopping by to speak with you guys, the audience, about, you know, her upcoming event this weekend, as well as talk a little bit about her and, you know, the community itself. So make sure you guys tune in. Also tomorrow, during the State of Emergency show, we're going to play a little game. We're going to go back to a little classic game that we used to play a long time ago called The Dating Game. In honor of Valentine's Day, tomorrow we will be talking about relationships, not all the negative and bad stuff about relationships, but just talking about, you know, relationships overall, you know, love and, you know, companionship and stuff. So, you know, that's what tomorrow's show will be about during the State of Emergency show. So make sure you guys do tune in tomorrow. Again, Ayana Christian will be on the air, as well as, you know, relationship topics in honor of Valentine's Day, since it will be Valentine's Day when the show pretty much airs after midnight. You know, the good and the bad of relationships and, you know, you guys, if you guys have a Valentine day, you know, Valentine out there that you guys want or whatever, feel free to call in and call that person out and see if, you know, challenge them, you know, see if they want to be your Valentine on Thursday or over the weekend and stuff. That's how we used to play the game before. So, you know, people call in and say who you guys have a crush on or who you guys like or whatever. We'll try to get them on the line or so, and then you guys can talk one-on-one and see where it goes. If you guys want to talk private, we can put you in a private room and you guys can talk, and you guys can come back on and give us, you know, the dirt and see what happens, you know, if you guys are going to share Valentine's Day together. Or if you guys are in a relationship and you want to share your experiences with your relationship, with us or whatever, give us a call. But that's what tomorrow's show will be about.
This sounds like a chat line.
This is giving me chat line. I like it. No, this is like giving me 2013 love connections.
Wasn't
that a game show?
You're now in a private room. You're like,
yeah. Ooh, I like it. I got my Valentine's. I'm calling up, honey.
I'm 5'7". I'm 157 pounds. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's giving me. I've never done that before. But just
half of you know, a lot of y'all do be, you know, got the chat line numbers on your speed. I'm sure that, you know, you'll have fun.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Oh,
I have to say, I have not been on the chat line since I was 19. Ever since I found A for A and BGC, I've never had to go back to
the chat
line.
Let's start it a little bit tonight, Jim. For Valentine's Day for this weekend.
What was that?
Do you have a Valentine for this weekend?
Oh, no, I'm done with that day. I think that day is so foolish. It's just another day to go buy some goddamn presents. If I don't love you 365 days a year, then you don't need to show no love. Get out.
Enrique, you got a Valentine? Enrique? Mark, you got a Valentine?
Yeah, my cat.
Thank you.
My favorite girl.
Tiffany, who's your Valentine?
Mr. 8-Ball.
Bitch, we from a bunch of lonely
bitches. What?
Single.
J-Rock,
speak for yourself.
My cat
loves me now.
Jason, who's your Valentine?
I have several.
Looks like the wall he is.
Lord. His light is lit up in the window.
So how are you going to balance all four? Balance all of them?
Because two of them are mystery Valentines, and I won't find out who they are until one date is Saturday and one date is Sunday. So.
I hope you got your blade.
What?
But I hope you got your blade. You know mysteries and shit.
They're not Facebook people. They somebody, a friend of mine, is setting. We Sater decided we were going to play a game and we were going to pick friends that we had that we think might be compatible with somebody else. So we set up blind dates for them. So two of them are dates that one of my best friends set up for me. And the other two is someone that I've known for a long time. And the other one is my niece. My niece is always my Valentine.
My niece?
Yeah, my niece.
Oh, your
niece.
I thought you said my niece.
You fucking dead.
So
wait a minute.
What?
Janet Jackson, your Valentine?
Yeah, Jiggy Jai is my Valentine.
Jason, somebody said friend equals pimp. She's trying to get them ads out in time.
And Granny, Granny is my secret Valentine. Then I'm going to top her. I'm going to take her to the all you can eat buffet. Then I'm going to slay her. And then I'm going to get up.
Dear.
Then I'm going to get up and do a dip and say, I don't understand. I don't understand.
I'm fucking dead. How you going to take her to the buffet? You know what?
No.
What happened to Enrique?
I'm not even going to read that. You real funny.
Enrique,
RJ.
Where are you? He on the other end.
He's
talking to
that
nigga. Mm-hmm. He trying to think he's slick. I know what he doing.
He got that boy on his phone and talking to him one on one.
Stop playing.
Yeah, that's what it
I'm
is.
Right here. I'm right here.
Okay.
Who's your Valentine?
Who's my Valentine?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello.
Ooh.
So I might want to hear that cat meow.
He doesn't want to say hello. He's right here.
Don't nobody want to hear that cat meow.
So it's going to be somebody in there. You're not going to be on camera with them. You're going to actually be with them.
Oh, shit.
Not the camera, though.
Work, Enrique. Work.
Hey, Enrique, pop your Valentine, too?
Yep.
Y'all know bestiality is against the law.
What? No, hold on. Wait one motherfucking minute. First of all, I don't even do real fish anymore, so I know damn well I ain't doing my cat.
Oh, wait a minute. You used to do the fish mark?
Y'all cannot post porn in that room. It will get that room shut down.
Maybe that's their plan. Delete their ass.
And no, it's in a blog talk room.
Oh, put some porn up. Let me refresh my page.
It's in the blog talk chat room, fool.
She still want to refresh her page.
She don't have to refresh her page. It's in the blog talk room.
In the shade room. Yeah,
y'all can't be doing that.
I'm confused.
I did click on it.
Who keep pressing one? Press one again. You pressed it a few times.
If I do get a Valentine date, I'm going to wind up getting thrown off the date anyway, Chad. I don't even know why I even bother going on dates. I always get either put out of a car or put out of a restaurant, honey. I just give it up.
Well,
hopefully it snows, so you get snowed in with them.
Oh, no, baby, I don't do no snow.
If I can't go on a date with Josh Malone, I don't want to go on no date.
You want to go on a date with Malone?
Oh, honey, you better give that up. You think he's going to give up his millionaire for you?
You want to go on a date with Malone?
Josh. See, I said Josh Malone.
Child,
I don't even know if Josh still in Malone.
You better make it snow.
Are you trying to say he has a millionaire as a date?
I mean, he has a millionaire boyfriend, so I mean, I would
Let me shut up, honey.
That I think he's talking. Cool. Are you talking about Milan or Josh Milan?
Josh
he
Milan.
Said Josh Milan. Light skinned Josh. Josh, right?
Oh, okay. Okay. Never
hey,
mind. All right. I just thought you thought Milan. My bad.
Well. Tomorrow, I'm going to make it hot because I have a secret crush on somebody. I actually live for them, and I give them a lot of grief. So tomorrow, I'm going to ask them to be my Valentine.
Who, Jenny's?
Bitch,
if
I
you
hope.
Guys got a secret crush on anybody, please call in and, you know, don't
J-Rock, you've been trying me for the last 20 minutes, and you're knocking at my door, and I'm about to give you a big head ask what you asking for. And them leather pants ain't going to be able to save you.
Let me tell you something. These leather pants is like a chastity belt.
All that long-ass Prince earring.
J-Rock, so what you getting Stasha for Valentine's Day?
Oh, you tried that.
Well, all the ass kissing
he
done on our show, I'm sure his lips hurt. So he won't be doing no kissing on Valentine's Day, that's for sure.
You know what? I'm about to make the show real hot.
Oh, Lord.
It can't get no hotter than this bed tonight.
Come on,
I'm about to make it real hot. I'm going to interview you guys one-on-one really quickly and let them hear the show. I'm going to start off with Tiffany.
Oh, I know you want to start with me, honey. She's coming for me. She's at. Laura already said
you want to. Wait a minute, Jasmine. Let me ask you something. Is this interview so that people can call in and see which one of us they want to date? Is this what kind of interview you doing?
No. You'll
okay,
see
well, I'm glad I'm
getting you too, Jason. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm doing so wonderful. High, blessed and highly favored.
Oh, that's good. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you currently dating anyone?
I sure am.
And do you mind telling us who you're dating? Are they ballroom?
They're the trade. It's not a ballroom. No, I don't have a ballroom boyfriend.
What do you consider the trade?
The trade is a straight-looking man. You know.
A straight-looking man that does what?
That messes with the girls.
That messes with the girls. But you are a girl.
Right, I am.
So are you saying that you mess with bisexual men?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
But I'm a little lost here. You are a woman and you mess with men, right?
Mr. Jasmine, I am a woman, okay? Reassignment surgery, okay? So therefore,
I don't think you had. You're not an SRS. I'm sorry. Listen, I need Tiffany.
Podcast?
I need you to seek some type of help. Because I think mentally, you really think you are a transsexual, and you just really need to let go of it. And if anyone out there is willing to help Tiffany with her, you know, her emotional distress, can you please, you know, hit her up, inbox me, and I'll give you her information. She's a woman, she's a transsexual trapped in a woman's body. That is going to be the topic next week. Thank you.
Oh,
Tiffany.
My Lord.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Jason, how are you? Jason, okay, here you go putting your phone down. I'm going to get you. Enrique, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Do you really have a date over there?
Yes.
Do you really, really have a date before I put you on the spot?
Hold on. You hear him?
I
said no, you
hear him, but, okay, well, I'm not going to embarrass you in front of your company. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Jasmine.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here stoned.
Mark, do you really, really be stoned each and every time you're on the air?
Yes, Jasmine, I do. I even get stoned while I'm off the air, if that helps.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jason, you're back.
Yeah, I thought, hold on.
So is it really true that you have a crush on Enrique, Jason?
Fuck no. That's like my fault. Ooh, you tried that one.
Okay. J-Rock, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is it about femme queens that you like?
Did you really just ask me that question?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm here. I'm like, wait a minute. What is it about femme queens I like? I actually like... Okay, everybody's going to tell me I'm lying, but I know what I like.
Queen,
I
turn
like...
you on, bottom line.
Femininity turns me on.
Okay, somebody burped. That was nasty. Tiffany is in your area, and Tiffany thinks she's a femme queen. Did you ever try to kick it with Tiffany?
Oh, shit.
First of all, Alexandra, you know what? I'm not going to keep going through this slander with you because you will not keep defaming what I am. You understand what I'm saying? You is just keep trying to defame what I am, and I'm not going to, like, I'm not appreciating that at all.
Tiffany, I only
you
do
will let me have
you.
You will let me. You will let me have my life. Okay, this is my life. This is what I choose to do. I chose to
go. You know what, Tiffany? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tiffany. But there's too many of us that work hard to go through to be who we are for you to sit here and perpetrate a fraud.
Wait a minute, isn't that like an oxymoron? No shade. Is that an oxymoron?
I'm fucking dead.
I ain't got the time. I don't got the time, honey, because I'm not going to. I worked hard to get where I'm at, too. And I'm not going to let nobody take that from me. Shoot, I put in a lot of hours with
girl,
the kids.
I
went through a lot of things. You know how many goddamn sessions I'd have had with Butch Queens, honey? You is not going to let me. No, I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. No.
Oh, shit.
I work
that
hard
sound
this.
Real nasty.
I work hard for this.
That Are sound you? Real nasty.
Somebody help.
That you having with Butch Queens. That sound real.
No, mind you, she did it for the popularity.
Right?
I'm just
going to
sit back and wait for my questions.
Jasmine, that was the only question you had to ask me. That was...
I just really wanted to get Tiffany and J-Rock. It's really something going on in the Gulf Coast. I can't wait to get to Texas next month.
Me neither. Me neither.
Oh, Jasmine, you coming to Texas? You didn't even let me know. You didn't say nothing to
she
me about
said,
it.
I've been to Texas, Tiffany, but you know what it is, Tiffany? I didn't want to hit you up because I didn't want you to get me spooked.
Oh, shit. I'm
going
to get you spooked. I'm cocky. I can never. Honey. I ain't even going to go there, honey, because I'm not, honey. I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it go. Okay.
Just listening.
It ain't never been a bitch to tell me I wasn't real. Oh, my God. Baby. I was in Mother's in New York, and they was living. They said, Didi, where do you and Fred get her from? Where do y'all keep? She's so real. Listen to her voice. So where do you and Fred keep getting them from?
What
yeah,
did they put
you,
in them eight
you
balls,
You opened
honey?
That door, Jasmine.
What the hell did they put in them eight balls? Because I might need to try one.
Honey.
Honey,
she's a cheese. Because
they make the girls delusional.
I can't really. I can really with Tiffany, you know, and just, like, really. I didn't get a chance to do that gagging, but I just really want to sit there and just look at you.
It's a lot to look at.
Look at her as a fool.
Why what? How would I be looking like a fool?
I said act a fool. You don't look like
a fool. How would I be acting a fool?
Girl, because if you act like this in public, I would just really get my life.
Jasmine, let me tell you that Tiffany is all of that and a little more extra in person.
Yes, God, I love it.
Yeah, this is me. How I'm talking to y'all now is this how I act in the street.
Yes,
I mean,
you, honey. I wonder. I was like, that's why I had that. I was like, the more I walk this bitch, maybe she shut the fuck up.
Nah, because see, with me in public, I'm a lot more content and not when I'm stoned, when I'm out. I'm not as vocal, but when I'm sober, bitch, you be looking like, somebody get this child some drugs.
Listen, anytime you can say something, let me tell you something. Anytime you can say to a straight boy, y'all are arguing, and you say some shit like, you know, oh, pay it, honey, because you're a shenanigan anyway without even thinking what the fuck you're saying. And the nigga look at you and say, bitch, what the fuck is you saying? You too goddamn gay for me. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm just being who I am, honey. And that's what my man told me. I told him, oh, fuck you, pay it. You're a shenanigan any motherfucking way. He said, bitch, what the fuck is you saying? See, you're fucking gay for me. He said, bitch, speak English. What the fuck do that mean?
You gotta agree with her. I have come across that. Sometimes, you know, like I have, like with people I've talked to and stuff, I definitely have used some of our slang and everything. And they'd be like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, child, pay it. They'd be like, what? Pay what? You know, I just shake my head like, just shut up. Don't say nothing.
I do it at work too. And they be looking at me like I'm crazy. But usually it's because I probably be looking like I'm going to kill somebody. So I do actually do that at work, though.
I have actually snapped my finger on somebody's face one day and said, and I thank you. And I was like, I was like so scared after I did that because they was just like, what? Like, everybody was like, what the fuck was that? And I didn't even know how to respond. I just went in the office and slammed my door.
Y'all for real.
Oh, shut up, Jason. You do it too.
No, I don't. I never said.
You queened out on them two ladies that was trying it with you at the.
Yeah,
when you pull
that out of me, but I don't just do that on the.
That's what I said. I had got real mad and I had lost the actual control.
Now, you get real mad when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, okay. I know Devin did not just come in here a bunch of fucking queers. Devin thinks we're a bunch of fucking queers.
Well, he's a big fat one.
Listen, y'all know I don't really like the only time I don't really like queen out, to be honest, like for real, the only time I don't queen out is like in front of my children, because my oldest is very, like, he picks up on everything. So one day my mom said, you know what your son was in there saying to me? I said, what? He said he was in there saying Chanel, like he was chanting Chanel, and my mama said, what the hell are you saying? And he said, what? I seen that. My mom, he said, that's what they say with my mommy and my Aunt Dee Dee on the thing. They say, Chanel.
Oh, Lord.
Chanel. I said, what the hell? You done seen a YouTube clip from? So, you know, I have to, like, that's the only time that I, you know, I monitor that. But, baby, when I get out my front door, honey, I don't give a damn if I'm in HEB. I don't give a damn where the hell I'm at, honey. I'm back into my mode.
That's a damn shame.
I swear to God, that's on the Bible. My mama said, girl, your child was in this chanting, Chanel. I couldn't do nothing but laugh.
Jesus be a fence around me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No, but kids really are impressionable like that. Like, it really is hard to break them out of it. And when they do it, they just do it so much.
Niggas in Texas, they put the drag queens and the femme queens. Mm-mm. So a bitch
well,
can come
honey,
to Texas.
Lisa, see, that's
so
the
a bitch can come
it.
To Texas
kids
looking
really
like Peggy Hill
more,
and get life.
Come to stay like Peggy Hill.
Yes, a bitch could come to. They said somebody said that they live for drag queens and femme queens in Texas. So a bitch should come to Texas looking like Peggy Hill and get her life.
No.
No shade, though, to Texas, but they femme queens look like, oh, they all look like pageant girls. Why is that? None of them really look real, real. Like, only Amaya, I don't know if she's from Texas, but she don't
know.
No,
Amaya's from New Orleans. She's got that Creole seasoning in her.
Honey, I don't know what she got in her, honey, but it's real fish. But I don't know what the fuck is going on in Texas, baby. They all look like pageant girls. I was like, now, what in the hell?
That's what they are. They are pageant
girls. So you trying to say when J-Rock gets up in it, he looks like a pageant girl?
No, when I get up in it, I'm going to look like fish. It's no shade.
Don't worry about it.
You got to get into this. They drags look more like the cunts than the femboys.
Right, that's what trips me out.
I be like, bitch, the drags look more like fem queens than the
femboys. And
queens
that's why everybody, like somebody told me that it was a key for me to say fem queen realness versus drag realness. But I was trying to prove a point. And everybody was like, how you going to say fem queen realness versus drag realness? I said, let's have the category. So they had the category, and who won? A drag. Because it's like, why are the drag queens looking like fish and cunt,
yes,
and the fem queens looking like boys? That's why I want to go take hormones. Because you take hormones, it seems like hormones make you hard. I want to go take some hormones, and maybe I'll get
No, hormones, hormone pills do not make you look hard. Hormone shots make some.
Well, that's what I need. I need some hormone shots because I said,
you don't want that. Then you're going to have that hard tit. You don't want that.
I'm saying I was just being funny. I was saying that
the
girls
were
hard.
You
want to
take some hormones.
Let me tell you something. I don't need no hormones.
You're right to come out as Jaquisha. Come on, girl. Come on.
No.
She's slowly coming out.
No,
it's okay.
It's Rocky
okay.
O'Hara.
And you right there next to Mexico, too? It's not going to take you long to get your pussy. Nothing.
First of all, if I was to do that, all mine is going to be professional.
Oh,
okay?
My God, brother, you think about getting a coot?
Why? No.
Yes, I'm about to interview J-Rock. So, J-Rock, how long have you had this in your head that you wanted to start doing drag?
Bitch, you tried all of that, about as long as you've been thinking about it.
Oh, well, I still did it from like, I was 16 to 21, and
well,
I didn't think about it. It was just something. I'm like, I'm bored. All my girlfriends are doing it. No, this is not the Jason interview. This is the J-Rock interview. So you've been thinking about it since you were, like, 16?
Negative.
So the first time you was on that ship with all them Navy men, did you decide that you wanted to put on a Navy skirt and you just wanted to sing Anchors Ahoy, Ships Ahoy or something for them boys?
No.
No.
J-Rock.
They called like
8 times
already.
Wait,
it's
a
caller.
You can't
be no little bitch chick right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't quit talking. Hello?
What?
Not aggressive, but confident. You know what I'm talking about? Tell you enough. That's what I want.
That's a North Carolina film point right there.
As long as you know me all your time, y'all think of what I'm talking about. I ain't never talked like none of y'all.
What?
Yeah. What? As a thing, you know, I might disagree who you might be dating, right? What does that mean next? If I be there again.
Oh, my God,
well,
is that country
grandma? Well, you know, people, you know, lesbians are very suggestive.
They talk about lesbians.
We had to see where she was coming from.
Do they know there aren't any lesbians on this show?
I know, but, you know, you know how women are.
Who?
She did how she did.
Yeah.
919-73.
919.
I'm not saying it right.
Hello.
You just said that's how they are. I'm
hello.
I'm possessive like that.
You know you're on the air, right?
Yeah.
919, you're on the air.
And that is what your audience is currently doing.
Oh.
Was that for us, Jazz?
I guess.
Child, them children are key. Now, I'm back to what I was saying when I do come
no,
out.
No, J-Rock, what I was saying was, bitch, how do I get in the Navy?
Oh. You need to save that for tomorrow night. I'm not in that mindset right now.
Bitch,
he's still
I
worrying about
one
putting
simple
on
question. How do I get in the Navy? I don't want a whole dissertation. I just want to know how.
I can't do that.
J-Rock, let me ask you a question. When you first got into the Navy, right?
Uh-huh.
And you seen those men with the little tight ass pants, and you were seeing bulges and stuff.
Ooh.
Did it really turn you on?
First of all, I took showers with all them, so a bulge is nothing. I took showers with over 80 people from different parts of the country and stuff. So, no, it did not.
Never mind, because J-Rock, I don't want to come to the Navy, child.
So how many times did you drop the soap?
I'll be in jail and beat
up. First of all, you got to look at it like this. I've always looked at it like this. I would never be able to be on a track team. I would never be able to be a part of anything if I look at everybody and just be like, ooh, ding-a-ling and ass, ding-a-ling and ass. I just don't.
What the
in
fuck
that
is
environment, no.
Wait, hold up. What's wrong with doing that if you still know how to focus on your whatever it is you're doing? You can
it
still
just
do that.
Don't run. It just, I don't know why people always ask me that. It just don't run across my mind. It really
don't.
But
what is a ding-a-ling?
A dick. I just don't want to be just. No, but I mean, it's just everybody's always asked me that, and I can see where people will say that. I mean, but you got, and then again, y'all got to realize, boys is nasty. They are nasty, and they say stupid. Have y'all ever seen Jackass?
No, I don't look at stuff like that.
They so stupid. Boys will do stuff that will turn you off, period, anyway. When you get into a big room full of just a bunch of straight dudes, they do all kind of retarded shit. And
they
you just
do
like,
some retarded shit. Now, I do have
right.
to agree with
he's
that.
He's definitely right. I've seen a lot of...
Yeah,
lot
now,
of,
I have to agree with that. They do some super retarded shit.
And you just
shit.
Be
they
like,
just,
you are such a fucking turd. Sit your stupid ass down.
Stupid stuff like what? What do they do? Give me an
okay,
example.
Like,
I've
in the
walked,
like,
I've walked down the street with people, and they just... Like, I've walked down the street with dudes, and they just... out of nowhere just smacked another dude in the face and then just started busting out laughing. I mean, naturally, I keep too.
Like, stupid
but,
shit.
You know, they just did that out of nowhere.
Or playing slap balls. And I'm like, what the fuck is slap balls? And then they'll hit you with the back of their hand in your nuts and be like, bitch, don't hit. Now you out of breath and somebody done hit you in your nuts.
What kind of boys do y'all hang around?
We
hang
out
in
the street trade. It's regular trade. Not trade, but, you know, it's regular... The heterosexual men.
The boys I hung around didn't do stuff like that.
They play.
You said hung
around
past tense, though. You saying past tense? I'm talking
about.
Well,
they play,
the straight boys that I see, men that I see now don't do stuff like that.
But you ain't been with them in a personal setting
yeah,
with
you
a
may
bunch
not
of men.
Yeah,
them
I have.
Long. If you're not around them that long, you don't know really.
Let me tell you something. When you go out on a ship, when you out on a ship with 90 people and y'all out on the water. People start doing some crazy shit, especially when there ain't no women around, because now they don't have to respect nobody. They can say what they want to say. They can do what they want to do. They teabag people. Like, say, for instance, you fall asleep on the floor with your mouth open. You might get teabagged.
That's real gay.
Thank you.
Right. That's the whole point.
That's
the whole point.
That's what I'm saying. So my thing is, I don't play those fucking type of games. Because you teabag me, you might get your nuts sucked off. I'm just saying. That's just, don't play around if you're not going to go all the way through.
That's why I never went, chances.
J-Rock.
I got put out of the Boy Scouts and anything like that. I got put out of the Boy Scouts. I never went camping because all that stuff sound real fucking gay.
And I used to, my thing was, and y'all got to understand, I was really sheltered as a child. So I didn't know how to play games. And I didn't want nobody to know that I was gay or whatever. So everything that people did, I thought it was against me. But I didn't realize that this is just how men act when they just around each other, even teens and stuff. So when people be like, oh, you know, them you bow-legged and stuff like that. You know, you sexy than the mud. You're going to be my girlfriend. You be like, why the fuck you talking to me like that? And they like, dude, just calm down. I was just playing.
Some of them
really
be meaning it, though. Like, they really do fantasize. A lot of the straight guys, you would gag. I'm not saying that they do. I'm not in their mind. But you would gag how many straight guys actually fantasize about doing stuff with other guys. I mean, they don't have to act on it, but they do fantasize about it. I've talked to some of my heterosexual friends in the past. I could say in the past, not now, in the past. And I've actually gotten truth out of at least two out of about 20 people that I've asked. And they actually, two of them actually said that they've thought about actually letting the guy suck them off. Like, they actually do think about that, some of them.
Well, let's ask Tiffany. Tiffany, do the straight guys that you mess with, do they fantasize about other men?
Do they fantasize about being with other men? Well, not messing with me, they don't, because I don't have anything that they would want to fantasize a man about. I'm very much... female figures, so you know they get when they messing with me. So you know if they do want to go that way and maybe pursue a man, I don't have any knowledge of that. Now maybe the pre-ops, but I'm post.
I'm done. I just can't no more.
Choking on my
weed. But y'all know what though? Y'all know what though? It's weird when I'm like when I'm around a bunch of people that's supposed to be like. In that type of environment, I look at them as, like, my brothers for real. Like, I mean, I look at them as brothers. So I just really don't look at no. I never was the kind to say, ooh, look at the football players, look at their ass and the tights and stuff. Ooh, look. Somebody told me, then this tripped me up. Somebody told me they watch basketball. They don't watch the game. They just like to see when the dude's dick is flinging in the shorts. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I never caught this until some gay person said it. This is how I am. When Destiny's Child came up with Can You Keep Up, when that video came out, they was like, ooh, bitch, look. Bitch, look at that right there. Bitch, look. And I'm saying, yes, they getting down. Fucking Beyonce now is killing. They was like, bitch, fuck Beyonce. Look at them boys. And I'm like,
yes, God. That's right.
I was like,
off days.
And I was like, what? I never catch stuff like that. I would have never thought to look at the boys in the fucking video. They look like
J-Rock, I'm going to tell you, God's honest truth, I'm totally with you 100%. But I'm telling you, once the alternative decision came up, I jumped right from that mode into this mode. Like, I mean, it was almost destined, bitch, because I would tell you that I'd be on it. No shit.
Maybe I'm a different kind of gay.
We all are, but when I tell you, well, I ain't going to say that, but when it comes to Bird, oh, no shade, but I be on it. Like baseball games, football games, basketball
games.
That's horrible. They be like, they touch down. I be like, yes, God, bitch, did you see that cuff?
I think I need to go back in the closet because y'all a different kind of gay than me.
I'm telling you, I'm the kind of person that has never liked trade. I don't like real boys. I like my queens. I like my film queens. That's it.
Oh no! See, that's what we crossed at the end of the road. That's what we crossed at.
Give me a queen any day. Give me a bunny any day.
Y'all
bunny, let them hop their ass
gay
over
owl
to the
gay.
Other side. What?
I said y'all South Park big gay owl gay. Y'all
ain't nobody
keep,
that gay. That
gets y'all
keep
ass a
ass.
Gay.
Yeah. No.
Please tell me why. And where? I'm gonna leave that alone.
No, I don't leave it alone. What happened?
Where the hell is Enrique?
Girl, I told you he got clients coming in and out this time of the night.
But he don't know how to say good night.
He usually does by not coming back.
I do agree. And you know what? I never had a chance to come on your show and say this to you guys because this is your show. I do agree. Where the hell did Enrique come from and how did he get to sit there?
Yeah, but it was a
so even
every week.
Good
I
night.
Saying, Who is that?
Because Enrique started on a Wednesday night. I don't know. The only thing I can say is Enrique started on a Wednesday night.
He's talking to Tiffany and J-Rock.
You know what?
Go ahead, Jason. Put your phone down.
I'm about to.
Like you always. Tiffany, J-Rock, where did Enrique come from?
I asked that plenty of weeks, and Mark jumped down my neck and said, what is the shade? Him and Jason, and said, what's the problem? And Jason's response was, you approved him, that you gave the approval, that you deemed him legendary on the cast.
What, Jason?
Like I said then, and I'll say now, he was never put back on hold. So he was allowed to sit there. And every week after that, he was allowed to sit there. He was never put back on mute. So because he was never put back on mute, I assumed that it was okay. He was
then let me go make Jay. I'm going to make Enrique an intro.
Oh, hell to the motherfucking now.
Jay, welcome.
You about to start some shit.
I wish he would get a goddamn intro. He not even on it. You know what? This is what you do. You bring on Jason, right? And if Mother London come on, she can come on when she wants to. She got her intro. Then you bring us on. Then after you bring us on, say, and Enrique.
Who?
Welcome cast and Enrique.
I know that.
We'll allow him to sit.
Oh, I was
y'all
muted.
Know what?
Okay. Okay, I was muted.
Is
Enrique there?
No, he hangs up. He never says goodnight.
And see, that's the thing about it. We allowed you to sit with us. You don't even have the courtesy to say, thank you guys for a wonderful night. I got to go get to this piece over here or nothing. You just
no,
hang up on
sometimes he
him.
Stays to the end of the show. I mean, he doing the state of emergency. It's this show.
When we talk about scandal, he hangs up automatically. When I don't know.
Child, he seen that Devin left and he jumped in.
Actually, he was there before Devin left.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know right now, it's a shady set between me and Enrique at all times. That's why we cool.
Oh, child, what's your shady set with Enrique?
I don't know. He just don't rub me the right way.
Because he probably don't want to rub you.
No, trust me, he wants to rub me.
Child, don't nobody want to rub you but TJ.
Speaking of that, TJ and Maya said hello. I forgot to tell y'all. I don't know why he told me to tell you.
They the same person?
Hmm?
They the same person.
Well, I don't know about that.
Jasmine, J-Rock said he was
going
to get some of TJ, but you was cock blocking.
First of all.
Oh, come on, Jasmine, for the blocking.
I'm going to stay silent.
No, you said that's making it hot. You tried to get me killed. You out here on the national radio trying to tell my team. That's how the girls got that killed. You trying to tell my team that's making it hot. I'm trying to have one of my pieces come get me. Oh, bitch, you wasn't born a woman? No, man. You're not trying to get me shot. No, man.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I cut his hair above his neck. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And you played with his head.
But we ain't talking about that. We talking about when you was trying to dip off with him, but then Jasmine sent you to Walmart, you said, to get something else.
And then he ended up being having with RJ at the ball.
What?
Oh, y'all ain't get them peas.
Baby, wait a minute.
Y'all ain't get them peas.
Wait a minute.
Well, I was about to fuck out of RJ because I kind of wanted to.
RJ?
I was
thinking about the scandal. That is terrible.
The majority of that ball, I was sitting at the end of the table.
I see you in the room right now. Which one of them you had?
No.
Who?
RJ?
RJ, I saw when you and J-Rock dipped off. When J-Rock got up, you got up. When J-Rock sat down, you sat down. We have a private caller trying to get on. Not at 251. You can't be trying to get on.
They bills gonna be piling up. They get on here.
Okay, well, ain't nobody got time for that.
So
Maya.
RJ, did you try to have TJ or did you try to have J-Rock?
I thought it was TJ.
No, RJ was trying to have J-Rock.
Nobody.
Well, TJ said he's on hold, and he thank you. So he could tell you that
ain't nobody on hold. Ain't nobody pressing one.
No. Okay. So
he was at the first table all night. He said he was enjoying the ball. He was not bothering nobody.
Live.
Thank you.
When
he
live, when J-Rock got up, Tiffany, when J-Rock got up, RJ got up. When J-Rock was sitting on the other side, RJ was sitting on the other side.
So
when J-Rock went to the bathroom, RJ went to the bathroom.
But you must have been watching. Did you want to have RJ? You was watching him all night.
Child, I was trying to watch RJ so that Bishop would leave me the fuck alone.
I wasn't
trying to have nobody. The only person I was trying to have,
was
I had.
To attack Jason?
The only person I was trying to have, I had, and I thank you, and we will never discuss that, because none of y'all got to see.
Bishop, why were you trying to have Jason?
Hold on, you said what? I'm up here, I didn't even know I was on air, man. I didn't even know I was on air. The whole time I didn't even know I was on air. I wasn't trying to have Jason, man. I was stoned like a motherfucker.
And getting on my damn nerves, blowing my head, kept touching me.
I was stoned like a motherfucker on that night. But even if I was trying to fuck that nigga, man, my dick still wouldn't get hard because I was
that
stoned.
You wouldn't have had the opportunity, and if you would have took your pants off, I would have made
you. Hold on, it ain't like that, Jason. Jason, hold on. Jason, let me let you know something about me, man.
I'm a very, very sweet person. I can't believe you did that.
That's messed up. Who can sit here and call RJ out? but you can't allow somebody to call you out. You
I am not
mad.
A, he is not calling me out. Bishop got on my nerves at Gagawin, kept touching me and stuff and wanting to talk. He was blowing my damn high. But RJ and J-Rock dipped off a many a time.
No,
so
I
that's
did not,
all
because
cool.
I was with my sister. I was with my sister Prada at the Ebony table.
Girl,
and if I was not there, I was
lie.
Standing behind.
You
I was standing behind Jasmine. I was
well,
standing
who
behind
I was right here. Mark, how many times did I say
RJ,
you know, Bishop touched
RJ,
me one more time?
You're
going
to have to call him tomorrow, honey. The bill's about to pile up really quickly. But call him tomorrow.
You try, y'all tried that, boy.
I know what my eyes saw, so I'm going to believe my lying eyes. I'm going to believe you on what my eyes saw, and I know.
You
so,
was high. You was
bitch,
high, and I
was high, and I wasn't that high that I didn't see you and RJ dipping off everywhere at the
then
fucking gavel. Your big ass head and his little head just dipping off.
And
J-Rock got hung up on. J-Rock is gone. I need RJ calling tomorrow, honey. Y'all need to say goodnight. Y'all
they was good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. I hope that we made it hot. RJ, you and J-Rock need to stop lying because y'all was holding hands looking like the motherfucking Bobbsey twins.
Good night, everybody.
Tiffany, say goodnight, girl.
Good night, everybody. I love you all, and I love you all. And please, wherever you go, do not tell my tea. I don't like to get spooked. Good night.
Ciao. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.